呢次會議嘅第四個議程，Urban Design Study for the Wan Chai North and North Point Harbourfront Area。就其實我今朝係 by post 咧就收到規劃處有封信俾我，就 as member of Harbourfront。咁我都想提提各位委員或者同你哋所代表嘅機構都check 一下啦。咁我相信佢係所有Harbourfront 嘅 member， 佢都已經寄出一封信同埋有本咁嘅 report 就寄咗俾大家嘅。咁或者大家即係有機會盡快同自己所屬嘅機構聯絡翻，睇翻攞翻呢份嘢嚟到即係詳細睇睇。咁跟住Planning Department 就會 brief 一陣，佢會 brief 我哋 member， 就係佢個 final report on 呢個 Urban Design Study of the Wan Chai North and North Point Harbourfront Area。咁頭先我提咗啦，佢亦都出咗封信，就連埋個 report 就已經寄咗俾我哋所有 HC 嘅 member。咁如果大家未有收到嘅，或者同秘書處聯絡，或者同 Pandy 聯絡啦。咁我哋今日歡迎即係 Pandy 阿 Lawrence 啊 ，Lawrence Chow 同埋 Derek 姐啦。咁另外亦都有佢嘅 consultant 就係 Acom 嘅 Kenny Chan。咁喺我哋開始呢個項目之前，首先我想問一問有冇委員需要利益申報 declare 呢個 conflict of interest 嘅？好，係冇嘅。咁跟住我哋想請阿 HO 嘅 Rosalyn 就先 brief 下 member 嗰個 background of 呢個 agenda 嘅 item。 唔該阿 Rosalyn。
好，唔該主席，或者容我用少少時間啦，因為今次個會呢就都比較多新嘅委員，咁我想用大家少少時間就補充三點。咁我補充完三點之後呢，就想請呢個規劃處同佢哋 consultant 呢就比較詳細咁介紹一下呢個 final report 裏面嘅一啲內容嘅。咁第一樣呢，我想介紹返呢，就係其實成個 study 嗰個嘅背景同埋嗰個範圍。咁就顧名思義啦，其實大家會見到嗰個嘅 mon 嗰度寫呢，嗰個範圍會是由一個灣仔北去到北角嗰個嘅用地嚟嘅。咁點解當初會出現呢個 study 呢？就其實喺灣仔北去到北角嗰度呢，就都比較多嘅大型嘅公務工程進行緊。大家可能會即係知道啦，有呢個嘅中環灣仔繞道啊、灣仔第二期發展啊、沙中線各樣。咁呢個情況喺幾年之前呢，其實就呢個委員會啊同埋係政府大家呢都早著先機㗎啦，就覺得當呢啲嘅工程完成咗之後，咁都要將呢啲用地拎翻出嚟發展。咁發展嘅時候，其實個方向應該係點咧？咁就係正正因為咁咧，就出現咗而家個 study， 就係想話當呢啲公務工程完成啦，要走啦，交翻啲地出嚟嘅時候，其實嗰個嘅用地嘅發展方向應該點做咧？咁就於是乎就委託咗呢個嘅規劃處啦，同埋佢嘅顧問團隊咧，就幫手諗咗一啲即係規劃嘅大綱，同埋一啲咧就係一啲建議應該點樣去improve 翻嗰個嘅位置咁。咁而另外呢，就係、是、其實第二樣呢，就係、是、想講返嗰個資源嘅問題。其實就好似之前大家都可能有啲委員未參加呢個會議啦，喺今年年初嘅時候呢，呢、這個財政預算案呢已經係留咗60億元俾呢個嘅海濱發展嘅。咁當時亦都係第二個嘅早著先機啦，喺呢60億裏面呢有9個嘅即係項目就大家同意咗會去推行嘅。9個項目裏面呢，其實呢有5個咧就是、正正用嚟推行呢個灣仔北去到北角嘅地段嘅，咁所以錢銀方面咧，其實都即係、就是、已經係有噶啦，咁大家唔需要太過擔心。咁第三個啦，我想講啦，就係、是、呢個嘅推行嗰個模式方面啦。而家咧就會見到一陣間規劃處去介紹咧，係一啲比較大圍嘅係一啲嘅 urban design study 嘅 conceptual plan 嚟嘅。咁可能大家會問我一啲詳細嘅嘢，咁係點樣咧？咁絕對我哋係唔會放鬆嘅，即係譬如一啲水電煤啊，一啲 bolus 嘅位置咧，我哋同樣地去重視，我哋覺得應該要做好佢嘅。可能未必所有你哋心目中一啲詳細嘅發展嘅方案都會見到咁細， 唔代表我哋係諗住唔需要或者唔使睇，唔使去問大家嘅意見。只不過喺今日嗰個介紹裏面咧，有啲可以係包含到嘅，盡量都會擠咗落去。如果未有嘅話咧，只不過係因為依一個係比較大型嘅 conceptual 嘅 plan 嚟嘅。我哋喺推行每個嘅位置嘅時候，我哋會係好密切咁翻嚟去問大家嘅意見，無論係喺嗰個 concept design 啦，喺嗰個嘅詳細設計啦、方向同落實嘅方案咧，都會翻嚟。一個好嘅例子咧，就係我哋跟住以下落嚟完成咗今個 item 之後，下一個 item 咧就係啦，就係一個比較詳細嘅設計方案會翻嚟問大家的意見。所以唔緊要嘅，如果大家見到有一啲比較仔細嘅諗法係未擠到落去嘅話咧，咁即管同我哋講，咁我哋之後咧會係同大家翻嚟再講嘅。咁落實方案其實就而家大家都知道啦，呢個委員會同政府呢都好重視，就係話用一個 incremental approach， 即係呢個先開放後優化嘅方式嚟到去處理。所以呢喺落實呢五個嘅即係設計嘅方案嘅時候呢，我哋都希望可以爭取開得幾多出嚟俾市民先開咗先。如果係無論有一啲嘅情況未到位，未可以係全盤咁去做嘅時候，我哋可以慢慢一步一步嚟做翻好去，最大嘅目標就係先開咗出嚟。咁我唔阻大家時間，我交翻俾規劃署幫手講一講佢哋嗰個嘅建議。咁佢哋講完建議嘅時候咧，我都會喺每一個嘅precinct 後邊咧就再略略交代下究竟嗰個落實嘅方案，我哋諗住點樣推嘅。唔該。
唔該 ，Rosalyn。跟住我哋請阿 Lawrence Plan D 嘅就作一個介紹俾我哋委員。
係，多謝主席。咁正如 Watson 剛才講啦，其實呢、這個灣仔北同埋北角嘅海濱咧，其實係要同翻有幾個大型嘅基建項目咧配即係要相對應嘅。咁咧就包括咗即係灣仔嘅第二期嘅填海啦、中環灣仔繞道啦，同埋沙中線啦。咁其實呢，另外都要特別要提呢，其實呢有灣仔北嘅分區大綱計劃分區計劃大綱圖啦，同埋北角嘅分區計劃大綱圖，同埋加上係灣仔填海第二期嘅建議嘅發展大綱圖呢，其實呢啲呢都俾咗我哋一個規劃框架去做呢個城市設計嘅。咁我哋呢個嘅研究呢，而家最終報告出咗嚟啦。咁佢就係最主要呢，就係做一個城市設計嘅框架，同埋一啲嘅海濱嘅優化嘅建議。咁亦都當然好值得提一句呢，佢就喺呢個研究裏面呢係廣泛咁諮詢咗公眾㗎。咁大家個嘅研究範圍呢，大家都睇到啦，就係黃色條線啦，就喺會展嘅西面一路經過灣仔碼頭嘅海濱廣場，以至到即係舊灣仔嘅卸貨區啦，然之後銅鑼灣嘅避風塘同埋北角嘅海濱啦，咁就係有19公頃嘅。咁其中呢係都包括咗22公頃嘅水面面積嘅。咁剛才講啦，就個法定大綱嘅規劃呢，我哋係一個好基本我哋嘅出發點啦，亦都俾咗框架我哋啦。咁途中呢見到綠色嘅地方呢，就係一啲休憩用地嘅。咁草黃色嘅啡啡地色嘅呢，就係一啲其他指定用途嘅。咁其實好多唔同嘅其他指定用途，包括咗呢一部分係會展啦，呢部分係嘅直升機坪，呢個係個碼頭啦，呢三個呢係特殊一個嘅海濱嘅商業用途啦，亦都有佢自己嘅面積個樓面面積嘅限制啦，高度嘅限制咁樣嘅。咁呢一個舊灣仔嘅公眾卸貨區卸貨區呢，佢係特別係為咗做呢個公眾嘅海濱廣場同埋水上嘅活動嘅區域活動嘅用途嘅。咁呢個就係香港皇家遊艇會啦。然之後呢一邊呢，就係、是、剛才講啦，就同、是、中環灣仔繞道佢嘅出口啦，隧道出口同埋個行政嗰個嘅大樓嘅設施啦。咁喺成個嘅規劃嘅願景呢，最重要呢就係灣仔北角作為呢個新海濱呢，佢係一個都市嘅海濱，即係剛才講啦，佢都係灣仔商業區啦，鄰近 咁一路會展啦等等，咁一路去到北角咧就係、比較係住宅區為主啦。咁呢片嘅都市海濱咧個願景咧就係、要拉近人同埋水嘅距離。咁剛才講咧個研究報告咧，其實係做咗兩個好廣泛嘅諮詢啦。咁第一期嘅諮詢咧，公眾諮詢咧，主要就係講呢個城市設計框架嘅。第二期咧，主要係講一啲優化海濱嘅建議。咁其中做咗好多唔同嘅持份者嘅訪談啦、開會啦，一個嘅聚焦小組嘅開會啦，喺直情喺現場嘅一啲嘅公眾嘅活動啦，可以攞好多唔同嘅意見啦，亦都有居民嘅工作坊，亦都有一個嘅設計嘅比賽嘅。咁我哋攞返嚟公眾意見呢，集中喺第二期嚟講呢，其實係佢哋大部普遍嚟講都好贊成呢，就話作為一個灣仔北同埋北角嘅新海濱，係個都市嘅海濱，應該係同水將水同人拉近嘅距離。咁最重要呢係包括一個連綿不斷嘅有活力嘅，亦都好方便到達嘅，冇障礙嘅海濱嘅走廊啦。咁另外呢就係、多啲綠化啦，多啲樹啦，多啲遮陰嘅，一個連綿嘅單車徑啦，亦都係公共交通可以到達到嘅海濱，而嗰個嘅舊灣仔嘅上落貨區呢就變成一個嘅公眾嘅水上嘅運動同埋嘅活動嘅中心嘅。咁而區議會呢亦都特定講呢，就話要越快做越好嘅。咁亦都要睇返居民嘅需要啦，咁亦都特別提呢一個嘅寵物公園嘅。咁但係其實都有一啲唔同嘅意見嘅，譬如話係有四個比較主要嘅啦，就係、個單車徑係一條獨立嘅單車徑啦，定係一個共用嘅單車徑，即係由行人同單車共用嘅。咁第二個呢就話我當時有個提議呢，就話一個嘅等船嘅泳池啦，亦都有個城市嘅沙灘，咁呢個會都有啲保留，定會覺得話會多啲設施好啲呀，唔同嘅活動都得，就唔係純粹個沙灘。咁另外呢就係、第三點呢就係、啲懸臂式嘅行人嘅步道呢，咁呢一個就有一個關注點，係咪同我哋嘅保護海港條例所講嘅凌駕性嘅公眾需要係咪配合嘅呢咁樣。咁第四點呢就係話應該有人嘅意見呢就應該搬走呢、紅興道嘅一個嘅 meter 嗰啲咪標嘅車位啦，但有啲人亦都會講話會唔會唔夠車位呀咁樣。咁其實呢個呢有關嘅討論呢，其實喺Task Force 呢都討論咗好多次，總共有六次嘅。咁最主要呢呢、這個海濱事務委員會嘅意見呢都係認為呢最重要呢就係要將行人嘅連接係改善嘅。咁包括咗係呢個即係所謂內陸啲同埋海濱嘅行人連接，即係南北向嘅連接啦，同埋共用同埋設城市同埋嗰個設計彈性呢其實係可以做好啲嘅喺呢個海濱嘅空間。第三點呢亦都係好注重嗰個保護海港條例嘅，覺得係任何嘅填海呢都要好仔細咁研究係咪真係值得嘅，係咪真係有個凌駕性嘅工作需要公眾需要啦。咁第三點呢都係好第四點呢就好支持係將紅興道嘅停車位唔要變成可以改善個即係個行人嘅環境嘅。咁我哋應該會詳細講一講嘅。咁剛才講啦，咁海濱事務委員會特別係注重嗰個海濱嘅連接性啦，同埋個即係可唔可以好方便到達嘅。咁呢、這個除咗東西向喺個連綿不斷嘅海濱啦，雖然有大啲嘅有闊啲嘅海濱，有窄啲海濱，但係要做到個連綿不斷嘅。咁除咗呢個之外呢，嘅南北向呢其實有四條主要嘅通道嘅。咁呢第一條呢就係、會展嘅西面，就係、一個嘅園景嘅平台啦。第二條呢就喺碼頭廣場，就連接返未來嘅沙中線嘅會展站啦，亦都係一個嘅園景嘅平台啦。第四條我哋提議呢一個嘅水上活動中心啦，即係喺以往嘅卸貨區就有一個嘅特色嘅天橋可以駁返落去波斯富街啦。第四條最東邊呢條就係、 維多利亞公園同海濱嘅連接，亦都係希望係一個嘅園景嘅平台。咁當然呢啲園景平台同埋嘅行人天橋咧，都係要喺具體實施嘅時候要做詳細設計啦。咁另外一方面啦，就係嗰個嘅共用嘅海濱走廊。咁就翻單車徑嚟講咧，因為海濱走廊嘅闊度係不一嘅，有啲闊啲，有啲就冇咁闊。咁闊啲嘅時候咧，可能可以將部分嘅空間四米左右嘅空間，就劃咗一個專門嘅即係單車徑啦。都係消閒嘅單車徑嚟嘅，咁但係有啲比較窄啲嘅位咧，其實係做唔到咁樣，因為如果畫咗咁樣嘅時候咧，行人嘅位置就好窄，即係唔夠用啦。咁所以咧，亦都係做一個嘅共用嘅空間，即係喺窄嘅海濱走廊咧，係行人同埋單車可以共用嘅。咁其實而家喺呢個觀塘海濱都已經係有一個已經做咗呢樣嘢，亦都係其實係一個幾好嘅嘗試啦，咁我哋自己都出去踩個單車去睇，咁都係可以係有個共融嘅環境嘅，咁咧就睇翻呢個第三點咧，就話保護海港條例咧，即係剛才講過啦，咁有一啲嘅位置咧係比較窄一啲，但其實咧亦都可能可以通得，都可以通得過嘅，譬如話怡和五炮呢個位置，咁當然如果詳細嘅未來嘅用途發現咗係好多。人喺嗰啲位聚集啊，等等，係造成一個問題，係真係甚至有安全問題，真係好擠塞嘅話，咁要做一個詳細研究啦，係真係睇翻係咪一個公眾嘅凌駕性嘅需要，咁去做一個嘅相應嘅一啲嘅行人嘅呢個懸臂式嘅行人嘅走廊。咁總結嚟講咧。絕大部分嘅我哋建議嘅建議嘅海濱優化建議咧，都係冇填海需要嘅，係唯一有一啲嘅行人嘅即係懸臂式嘅走廊咧，可能係需係會有呢、這個對呢個保護海港條例有一個嘅有一個相關聯嘅因素嘅，咁嗰啲就要進行一個詳細研究啦。咁另外咧就個海個水質啦。因為我哋做呢個水上活動咧，剛才講喺呢個位置或者呢一啲嘅避風塘嘅位置，都會比較多人係有機會接觸到水面嘅。咁嘅時候咧，水質好重要啦。咁而家呢個維港嘅第二期嘅污染處理嘅第二期 A 嘅處理之後咧，整體嚟講都改善咗好多。咁但係有一啲嘅近岸嘅位置，譬如呢啲位置咧，即係剛才講避風塘啊。灣仔舊卸貨區啊，呢啲咁嘅位置咧，其實咧仲係需要進一步嘅改善嘅水質嘅。咁環保署咧都係做緊一個研究嘅。咁未來真正實施嘅時候，相關嘅建設者啦即係呢啲嘅譬如話呢個水上活動中心嘅建設者，都係需要係要做一啲嘅水質嘅評估嘅。咁長遠嚟講咧。環保署亦都會剛才講個研究裏面咧，考慮一啲佢所謂旱季嘅截流器，就即係其實都係一啲污染污水處理嚟嘅，將啲旱季嘅時候比較濃度高嘅污水咧即係流出海之前處理咗佢，咁盡量咧係希望改善呢個沿岸嘅水質嘅嚇。咁我喺度詳細講一講嗰、那個我哋而家。最重要嘅個城市設計嗰個框架啦，其實個框架最重要咧就剛才講過啦，有一個連綿不斷嘅行人網絡啦，有單車徑啦，有一啲係獨立嘅單車徑，有啲係共用嘅單車徑啦，咁亦都有一啲地標，我哋已經係可以睇到出嚟，譬如話呢、這個呢、這個金紫荊廣場啊。以至到呢、這個嘅香港皇家遊艇會啊，呢、這個五炮啊等等，咁相應咧都有一啲嘅景觀廊，譬如話呢、這個博覽道東望去呢個金紫荊廣場，呢啲係啲好好嘅觀景位置啦，亦都係呢、這個波斯富街望去我哋呢個未來嘅水上活動中心等等，咁呢啲位置咧都係應該咧。加以一個好好嘅一個喺個設計同埋喺個未來建設裏面咧，要特別留意嘅。 咁除咗呢個之外咧，最重要咧就係我哋做咗五個嘅主題區，就相應翻佢附近嘅環境。第一個主題區咧就是、我哋嘅慶典主題區，就係、是、會展附近金紫荊廣場呢部分啦。咁第二個咧就係、是、我哋嘅渡輪碼頭嘅主題區，咁、第三個咧就係、是、我哋嘅水上活動水上運動同埋嘅活動中心嘅主題區。第四個咧就是、我哋叫佢做一個活力嘅避風塘嘅主題區，就咁、是、加多啲活力喺呢個避風塘裏面。第五個咧就是、我哋嘅東岸公園嘅主題區，就係、是、北角呢一邊。咁我跟住落嚟咧，逐個即係主題區詳細咁詳細少少咁講下啦。咁其實呢、這、一個慶典主題區咧，大家都好熟悉嘅。其實而家咧都係好多慶典喺度舉行嘅啦，無論係回歸紀念啦、國慶啦，都係有一個嘅慶典舉行。咁但係呢度咧，其實金紫荊廣場咧呢一個範圍比較細嘅。咁其實咧有好多嘅旅遊巴嘅停泊喺度嘅。咁但未來咧，我哋呢個沙中線做好之後咧，其實旅遊巴咧就可以搬去會展嘅西南方嗰個位置咧，就可以搬咗走，咁就擴大咗，咁可以整體嘅優化啦，包括咗整好個鋪面，以至到有呢啲亭啊、小食亭啊、一啲嘅座位啊，以至到一啲園林景觀啊，咁就係一個我哋嘅慶典廣場啦。咁亦都有另一個第二個廣場咧，就係、是、個市景廣場啦，就係、是、望到呢個尖沙咀，以至到成個九龍嘅景觀嘅嚇。咁亦都係即係一個好好嘅一個位置去欣賞翻我哋尖沙咀九龍嘅海邊嘅景觀。咁再往西邊咧，其實呢度因為望西嘅緣故咧，其實個日落嘅廣場咧係可以係好好嘅一個觀賞日落嘅位置啦。咁亦都佢鄰近翻未來西面呢個嘅剛才講過嘅園景平台啦，亦都係同呢個同一啲Center of Performance Arts 嗰邊嘅嗰個嘅中心咧，嗰個一啲嘅藝術表演咧都可以相配合嘅，可以擺一啲嘅文化嘅或者一啲嘅藝術嘅裝置喺度咁樣。咁我跟住我請阿 Watson 講一講未來嘅實施嘅呢、這個嘅情況。
好，唔該 Lawrence。或者咁講啦，其實咧就而家規劃處咧就介紹咗第一個主題區嘅佢哋嘅建議啦。咁總共就會有五個主題區嘅。咁其實咧所有呢啲主題區嗰個嘅落實嘅情況咧，都會係由我哋呢個海港辦事處 Harbour Office 咧負責去統籌嘅。咁喺統籌嘅過程之中咧，咁當然我哋係需要一啲 Works Agent 幫我哋去起啦。但係喺推動啦，去協調唔同部門佢之間嗰個問題啦，各樣咧都會係由我哋去負責嘅，咁資源方面就好似頭先咁講啦，咁我哋就會係動用咧，就係、是、今年年頭呢個 budget 嗰度預留咗嗰60億咧，就去推動。過程之中咧，就會翻嚟咧就問各位嘅意見嘅。咁去翻嚟呢個嘅慶典主題區啦，其實好似頭先咁講，我哋咧一個最重要嘅原則咧，就係、是、希望嗰啲用地可以喺即係最基本嘅情況底下係開到出嚟俾市民享用。咁喺慶典主題區咧，呢、這個嘅問題係相對比較少嘅。因為佢而家咧就大部分咧，其實差唔多全部咧都已經係用緊㗎啦，所以我哋嘅工作咧就會係着重係諗下去長遠，如果要落實呢個 UDS 裏面一啲建議嘅時候，點樣可以落實得細緻啲，比較係 innovative 啲。我哋想要嘅覺得海港呢就海濱呢唔係一個公園，我哋呢係要做返一個有特色嘅海濱用地。咁所以就即係年頭嘅時候都同大家介紹過㗎啦。慶典主題區呢，我哋希望可以搵到一啲係建築界呀、各個界別嘅一啲專業人士去幫手，我哋會搞一個嘅比賽。就咧係令到我哋可以係生硬啲咁樣去落實呢啲咁樣嘅建議。而家嘅相關嘅準備功夫咧已經係進行中㗎啦。咁我哋希望咧可以喺2020至到21年嘅時候咧，就係、是、去做到呢個比賽。咁有咗一啲嘅初步嘅諗法嘅時候，會翻嚟再同問大家攞意見，就務求咧喺2023嘅時候就可以做多啲嘅詳細嘅設計。咁因為呢個嘅位置咧就相對都比較大嘅，咁我哋係需要去立法會嗰度攞 錢嚟到落實呢啲嘅建議方案。咁希望喺埋2023就攞埋嗰啲嘅所需嘅金錢啦。咁跟住咧就可以係2324嘅時候咧就真係動手去開工就做好佢嘅。咁除此之外咧，就雖然就話而家嗰個嘅用地咧已經開咗出嚟俾市民用啦，咁都希望係即係有期間限定啊，段段有特色，不停咁改變佢嘅主題。所以咧就而家係揾咗依個香港動漫聯會佢哋咧就做咗一個咧就係 Anticon Park 嘅，就以動漫為主題，就為期三年嘅活動，去到2022年嘅4月嘅，係依個主題區大致係咁。
係啦，咁我唔該曬我成年，咁我繼續講落去啦，就係、是、碼頭。渡輪碼頭畔嘅主題區，咁呢個渡輪碼頭畔咧，差唔多有呢個位置有成4公頃啦，就係、是、一個好重要我哋海濱嘅公園，因為佢係毗鄰會展啦，同埋灣仔商業區，可以成為一個好有活力、好有動感嘅地方。咁我哋有好多不同嘅元素都擺咗喺裏邊，包括咗最重要就係有個海濱嘅表演嘅場地啦。咁呢度睇到咧就係話。個想法呢就係話呢一個應該係一個噴水池咁樣，咁亦都可以作為一個表演嘅場地，咁以一個海港做背景，咁呢邊草地呢就係觀賞嘅位置啦，可以坐喺度觀賞呢個海濱嘅表演嘅。咁然之後再過嚟呢邊呢就係、是、以一個美食為主題嘅。咁有三座，剛才講啦，有三座嘅唔係太大嘅一個嘅兩層一層嘅一啲嘅樓啦，就可以做一啲嘅餐廳啦。唔單純係室內嘅地方啦，亦都有室內可以係露天嘅位置可以享受呢個食物啦，享受咁就係咧，亦都有草地等等。咁亦都會加咗因應區議會嘅意見咧，亦都係會加咗一個寵物嘅公園，亦都係有唔同嘅水景啦，即係有啲唔同嘅 water feature 啦，有水嘅景色啦，咁仲再加上呢，其實已經碼頭呢其實已經有一啲嘅餐廳喺度啦，咁其實都係一個可以一個連接，即係一貫咁可以係連通埋一齊嘅，咁再加上係其實一個南邊呢就係、是、我哋好重要嘅一個嘅交通嘅運輸設施啦，就係、是、未來沙中線嘅匯景站，咁其實都係可以，剛才講過就係第二條嘅園景平台可以加上一個連接，咁所以呢個嘅碼頭嘅廣場呢其實係好多嘅唔同嘅活動嘅，即係剛才講過有表演㗎啦，有飲食㗎啦，有一個景觀，有寵物嘅空間等等。咁呢個都有啲嘅相可以俾大家睇一睇嗰、那個呢、這個城市設計個概念嚇、剛才講過啦，有呢個表演嘅場地，有呢個嘅美食嘅廣場。咁我都再請阿 Watson 講講呢一個主題區嘅實施情況。
好啊，咁就先講佢嗰個短期我哋嗰個諗法會係點啦。咁呢個位置呢，佢嘅工程呢就大致上有呢個嘅灣仔發展第二期同埋沙中線嘅。咁相關嘅用地呢就會係分別由2020年嘅即係年頭年中開始呢，去到21呢都會係慢慢咁放返出嚟嘅。咁如果係佢哋呢個時間都相對比較近啦，係要再去攞錢去做返出嚟再開返俾市民呢，咁樣呢就可能會比較慢少少，所以呢我哋都同相關嘅工程部門就喺度磋商緊，可唔可以呢就係由佢哋嗰個工程完工之前，就佢哋還念都要平整埋嗰啲嘅工地先交返出嚟㗎喇，可唔可以做多少少，唔好淨係鋪返平佢，喺鋪平之餘做返靚少少啦，咁有少少特色係開返俾市民出嚟用，咁樣會係最快呢。咁各個嘅工程部門佢哋都好積極同幫手嘅，咁我哋預計呢就會最快就會係有一條380米嘅長廊呢就應該喺第三季出年呢就可以開返到出嚟俾市民用㗎喇。咁嗰個嘅設計呢其實就我哋去年都拎過嚟俾大家睇嘅，咁所以而家都係起緊，嗰個會加速咁做好佢啦，咁呢個係第一樣嘅。咁另外呢就係、是、其實有一啲位置呢佢可能都成大半年或者係一年之後先會做到，咁我哋都希望可以做好呢個 placemaking 嘅工作，咁就睇下會唔會有一啲嘅契機 找到一些機構可以幫手一起，哦，即係睇下民間嗰度有啲咩嘅諗法啦，咁就共同去即係替做好呢個地方。咁呢個 placemaking 係我哋第二樣想做嘅。咁至於長遠發展嗰度咧，就係、是都係同頭先嗰個慶典主題區一樣啦。我哋希望呢個位置咧係可以搞一個嘅專業嘅設計比賽，咁就去用呢個民間嘅創意同埋智慧啦，咁就去做好幫手落實 UDS 裏面講嗰啲嘅建議嘅。咁兩個嘅設計比賽咧，我哋係希望兩個主題區一齊去搞，咁等佢可以咧有啲 synergy 嘅咁樣。咁另外一個咧，就我都相信係委員都比較係關心嗰個，就係連接嘅。頭先依個規劃處嘅同事都有介紹過啦，喺依個UDS 嘅過程之中咧，都希望嗰個南北方面嗰個連接可以好少少嘅。尤其是都聽到有啲委員希望嗰個連接嘅即係層數可以直接由內陸咧係去到嗰個碼頭嗰個頂嗰度。咁呢個咧就我哋都冇忘記嘅，我哋希望可以睇下詳細設計嗰度會唔會做好少少，或者係即係有一啲嘅研究係要再諗諗嘅。因為就有幾個嘅問題存在啦，會展站啦，佢嗰個上蓋發展啊，各樣咧，我哋要一次過咁樣去同啲部門相關睇咧，先可以係即係落實到嗰個方案。所以嗰個我哋喺過程之中咧，係會盡量爭取睇下可唔可以做到任何嘢嘅。至於就係話頭先講嗰個比賽咧。就除了那個大圍的設計概念之外呢，我們都明白是有些譬如是水啊、電啊，甚至乎是 sewage 那方面呢都要注意到的，所以我們會是在想那個設計那個比賽的 brief 的時候呢，將這些細節呢都寫埋下去的。謝謝。
係，唔該，沃士連啦。咁我哋進去睇第三個主題區啦，就係我哋最剛才講我哋親水，我哋最重要嘅願景啦。咁呢個主題區咧，就可以話係最親水啦，就係水上運動同埋康樂嘅主題區啦。咁咧呢個最重要咧，呢個係俾公眾享用嘅。咁亦都希望咧有唔同嘅設施可以做到，有唔同嘅活動，譬如話係好競爭性好運動性嘅水上運動有啦，亦都可以係有啲好簡單嘅一啲水上康樂運動，譬如踩水上單車，一啲家庭式嘅慢嘅都係可以嘅，亦都係所以個彈性設計咧，我哋係最重要嘅，就係留翻多啲嘅空間，係有唔同嘅設計，係有唔同嘅活動可以進行到。咁當然咧，亦都係有曬所有嘅需要嘅設施，包括更衣室啊，以至到培訓中心啊，或者一個嘅活動中心，一個水上活動水上運動嘅中心啊，即係所有嘅相關嘅一啲嘅設施啦，所有一啲辦公室啦，要有啲譬如教練等等，佢哋都要有空間去做呢個嘅活動啦，做呢個安排都係會提供嘅。咁此外呢，其實呢有一個我哋會一個新嘅嘗試呢，就係所謂一啲海港階梯，因為呢一度呢就水相對靜啦，就亦都係會係安全嘅。咁所以我哋即係呢張相睇到呢，就係話一啲階梯可以直情去到海邊嘅，都係安全咁樣掂到呢個水嘅。咁剛才都講過啦，咁無論個水質嗰方面呢，其實都係要睇而家環保署嘅進一步研究啦，同埋未來嘅項目嘅建設人呢都要進行一個評估嘅。咁亦都當然嗰、那個海浪嘅問題呢都係要解決嘅。咁呢度亦都再講多一個呢，就係佢呢個嘅紅興道，剛才我哋講過啦，一個好重要嘅街景嘅改善啦。原先就而家呢個相睇到呢，即係呢泊一啲車嘅，咁嗰啲車泊喺度呢可能都泊好耐，有啲都係咁係比較靜嘅位嚟嘅。咁所以由呢、這個剛才講呢個灣仔嘅公眾卸貨區一路經過呢一個紅興道呢個位，咁就可以去到呢、這個就呢邊就係銅鑼灣避風塘。咁我就建議呢，就係話要將呢、這個呢啲嘅咪B位取消啦，咁如果需要嘅車位呢就會係擺返喺水上活動中心裏面嘅，咁亦都可以有一個嘅幫到個水上活動中心嘅營運啦。咁而呢個取消之後呢，就會係有一個嘅景觀嘅改善。 咁我又再請 Watson 講呢個嘅實施情況。
好啊，咁呢個位置呢，佢短期嗰個嘅工地呢，最快呢就會係2020年嘅 Q1 呢就可以還返出嚟㗎喇。咁嗰個就會係由呢個 CDD 呢，佢哋喺灣仔發展第二期嗰度還返嘅。咁佢哋亦都好好啦，咁好幫手，就願意係做一啲嘅美化工程先開返。咁我哋希望呢就可能用大半年嘅時間啦，就已經係一啲基本嘅設施做完，就喺第三季呢已經係可以呢開到270米，再多270米新嘅promenade 咧就出嚟俾市民用嘅，咁呢個會係短期。咁但係其實咧，依個位置咧，佢將來發展嗰個諗法係想做水上活動噶嘛，咁所以佢最大嘅挑戰咧，會係嗰個嘅水質。咁我哋水質就唔係專家啦，所以咧就同依個嘅 Water Sports Council 佢哋咧就都即係開始咗傾咗幾次噶啦。咁佢哋對於嗰個位置去搞 Water Sports 咧，其實都好贊成嘅，都俾咗啲意見我哋。咁我哋就一直同佢繼續傾緊啦，咁就嚟緊19號就會同佢真正落西嗰度，就唔好紙上談兵啦，落去大家睇睇，亦都歡迎各位委員，如果係有興趣嘅，可以落去俾啲即係意見我哋，咁一齊去望。咁就無論如何啦，因為咧就都要做翻個正式嘅嗰個水質嘅水質嘅 assessment 嘅，咁要等所有嗰啲工程咧就完成咗先開始做到，因為如果太早開始嘅話咧，其實嗰啲嘅 findings 咧就唔太準確嘅，你一邊抽水拎嚟驗啦，咁另一邊可能就仲有啲泥啊各樣，咁就擾亂到嗰啲嘅即係 results 啦，咁所以可能我哋要用2022至2023年嗰段時間嚟去做一啲 water quality 嘅 assessment， 咁就去到2023、2024就希望可以真係有一啲具體嘅方案做到咯。咁喺嗰個嘅過程之中咧，我哋都覺得係即係如果係要發展呢個嘅水上活動嘅話呢，有啲嘢都要係去注意嘅，譬如係佢嗰啲 bolus 啦，或者係嗰啲嘅即係愛嚟俾人綁嗰啲船等嘅啲 facilities， 可唔可以做好少少呢？有嗰啲就盡量唔好拆啦，咁新嗰啲又夠唔夠呢？咁我哋會係喺個過程之中要望埋啦。咁嗰啲 landing step 啦，係有冇一啲可以 improve 到嘅地方，即係蓋呀、燈呀、電呀嗰啲，盡量去爭取，咁等市民用嘅時候都會係用得比較舒服啲啦。咁尤其是 breakwater 嗰度，其實咧我都知道喺嗰個嘅即係 UDS 嘅過程之中咧，就都有唔同嘅 parties 提出過唔同方案嘅 breakwater 嘅。咁嗰度可能牽涉到少少比較技術性嘅嘢，我哋就都同緊相關嘅部門去研究。咁有仔細嘅方案可以翻嚟再同大家交代嘅。唔該。
係，唔該曬 Watson。咁我哋由呢個嘅一路剛才講啦，喺紅興島度過嚟呢，就係銅鑼灣避風塘啦。咁銅鑼灣避風塘呢係有唔同嘅海濱嘅時候有唔同嘅闊度啦，係沿住呢個呢一邊嘅海呢一邊西面呢個嘅呢個海濱走廊呢有4米都可以 OK， 但去到呢個怡和五炮呢佢係 1.5 米啦，咁所以呢唔知再過呢就係即係維園道，咁就比較相對闊啲。咁所以呢個問題呢就係有局部嘅可能窄嘅地方，咁但剛才講過啦，咁我哋就認為應該採取一個彈性嘅設計啦，同埋一個詳細嘅一個嘅研究，睇下係咪真係有凌駕性嘅公眾需要呢，先係有一個啲木板走廊係都可以幫到嘅擴闊嘅，我哋都有一啲咁嘅建議，但呢啲建議呢都要詳細研究啦。咁我哋最重要嗰個嘅規劃意向呢，希望活化返呢個避風塘嘅，因為以前避風塘可能都其實好都幾活躍嘅，因為雖然好多船泊喺度啦，咁亦都即係有呢、這個好多有美食啦，有啲避風塘炒蟹等等，咁其實呢啲我哋都希望鼓勵返呢係可以做得到嘅，咁但都當然呢個視乎市場嘅情況啦。但我哋其中一個最重要嘅嘅意念呢嘅建議呢，就話呢啲防波堤呢其實係可以做一個好好嘅觀景嘅設施嘅。咁當然呢，其實而家嚟講呢都可以行上去，不過就好凹凸不平啦，咁亦都有危險啦，譬如呢個就都有唔少人會行上去，咁但就唔係公眾人士可以即係好多時享用，都未必係安全。咁所以呢我哋嘅提議呢，就話喺呢一條嘅長嘅防波堤呢，其實係可以做啲懸臂式嘅平台啦，咁然之後有三板嘅服務呢，咁就可以將呢個嘅避風塘比較活化一啲， 多啲人去享受呢個避風塘嘅景色，同埋呢個防波堤呢其實係一個好開闊嘅海景啦，亦都係即係可以咁講180度嘅海景，亦都係有唔同嘅對個海有唔同嘅感受啦，可以親近嘅維港多一啲。咁我呢度再講多少少呢，就係、話其實呢我都理解呢，下一個嘅 agenda item 呢就會討論呢、這個維園道嘅詳細嘅設計啦。咁其實呢個維園道嘅而家都可以行得通啦，咁但其實而家嘅情況就係咁樣啦。咁當然我哋都建議呢，未來應該要善用個空間呢，無論係嗰個嘅景觀方面啦，以至到單車徑等等。因為其實附近呢個就係怡和五炮啦，其實都係好多人去好有特色，好多人去睇嘅地方啦。咁呢，我又再請阿沃臣講一講呢個嘅實施嘅情況。
好啊，呢個位置呢就有另一番光景，即係佢呢其實而家呢有都差唔多開曬出嚟用，咁但係佢開曬出嚟用嗰個嘅情況呢就同之前嗰啲有少少唔同。佢本身呢就係、有啲位置已經就唔係受工地所影響，所以不嬲都用緊啦，而有一部分嘅位置，尤其是個維園道嗰度呢，其實係喺2018年年底呢就係、呢個嘅路政署佢哋完成咗呢、中環灣仔繞道之後呢，係佢哋平整返開出嚟嘅。咁當時佢平整嗰個嘅諗法咧，同埋嗰個方法咧，就可能係比較佢哋一貫做開嗰個模式，就係、一啲 highway standard 啦。咁雖然係咁，我哋見到咧，其實就好多市民都好鍾意去嗰度用嘅，即係唔同嘅即係活動啦，有跳舞啊，有啲單碌嘅單車都有啦，咁又有人跑步啊，有好多人坐喺度鍾意望下嗰、那個即係日落啊各樣。咁既然係咁咧，其實我哋覺得不如咧就都做好啲啦，咁但係就因為呢係18年年底先至做好嗰啲嘢呢，如果而家我哋就再覺得唔適合鏟起去呢，就未免太浪費啦。咁所以我哋就想呢喺現有嗰個基礎之上呢，有冇一啲嘢可以做好佢。咁所以就出現咗我哋一陣間會討論嘅第二個 item， 就係用一個嘅小型工程嘅方法，喺3000万之內可唔可以都有一啲嘢可以做好。咁一陣間可以詳細啲設計再即係大家去討論啦。咁呢個就會係嗰個短期嘅諗法。至於長期呢，就好似頭先規劃署咁介紹啦，咁就係有一啲嘅cantilever 嘅 boardwalk 啦，有一啲嘅 breakwater 啦各樣，咁嗰個就需要即係再多少少仔細嘅設計先可以再諗嗰個未來嘅路向係點嘅。咁喺過去嘅過程之中呢，我都知道係其實嗰個位係一個避風塘嘅位置啦，有一啲即係 floating restaurant 嘅，咁都幾受歡迎。一方面就大家好鍾意去食啦，咁但係作為委員我都相信大家都好關心嗰個經營嘅即係環境，唔係經濟上，而係嗰啲水質啊，會唔會倒咗好多垃圾落啲水度，有啲味會唔會好擔心咁。咁所以我哋都已經同相關嘅部門就包括有呢個 Marine Department 啦、FEHD 啊、各個嘅 EPD 啊，咁就了解一下喺現行嗰個情況底下有啲咩可以做到。據我哋所知呢，嗰度就其實係唔係真係會煮食嘅喺架船上邊，而係呢喺岸上邊煮完之後咧，係拎捧餐捧上架船度，就等船上嘅乘客可以一邊欣賞，通常都係日落噶啦，因為佢晏晝就唔開嘅，得夜晚黑嘅啫。咁就吹住海風，睇住日落，食住你嘅避風塘炒蟹，咁就比較少牽涉嗰啲即係明火煮食嘅問題。咁當然啦，都會有好多嘅垃圾啊，各樣點樣處理。咁暫時就都。我哋同佢傾偈嘅時候，當然就話即係佢哋唔會亂嚟啊、亂倒啦。咁但係我覺得即係冇問題嘅。我哋再做多少少，就係同相關嘅部門了解一下，有冇一啲嘢可以做得多啲嘅。咁喺落實過程之中，可以再諗諗。
係。咁啊，多謝我十年。咁我哋講第五個就係東岸嘅公園啦。咁呢個東岸公園，因為佢附近咧其實都係以住宅為主嘅，咁所以我哋嘅嘅設計嘅意念呢，都係話以一個樂活啦、健康生活為主啦，咁又可以有唔同嘅動態以至到靜態嘅即係康樂活動啦，咁又可以一啲嘅比較刺激性啲嘅滑板啊、單車等等又可以，咁另外一啲簡單啲嘅或者係太極啊、瑜伽都係即係鼓勵嘅，亦都係有啲靜態嘅一啲嘅園林景觀，大家可以散步啊，可以坐下啦。咁呢邊 到呢邊東邊呢，其實呢剛才講過啦，其實佢係同中環灣仔繞道有關係嘅，就係佢出口啦，因為東華灣仔繞道嘅隧道出口嚟嘅，咁所以係要喺佢嘅屋頂呢先可以做到個即係綠化啦，亦都希望呢喺個屋頂嘅其中一部分呢係做到一啲農作物嘅栽種啦，即係好似個社區園圃咁樣，咁可以多一啲嘅唔同嘅活動咁樣嘅。咁我再請Watson講講個實施情況。
好啊，呢個位置呢就其實我自己覺得呢就有兩大特色嘅，雖然成個位置都當然係好重要啦，係咪？咁第一個大特色呢就當然係佢嗰個 breakwater 啦，佢唔單止佢嗰個嘅外形就好特別，亦都係深入咗去呢個嘅海中間，令到市民呢就更加係同個海個距離近，而係呢佢嗰個 breakwater 兩邊呢佢嗰啲嘅碎石呢無石堆呢係好大嘅契機呢，令到我哋可以進一步做一啲冇圍欄嘅設計，咁就嗰個親水嘅情況可以做得更加好。咁呢個咁樣嘅設計概念呢更加可以係反射返去中間嗰個嘅位置。第二個呢就會係嗰個嘅即係 building 上邊嗰個天台。我都知道之前呢大家傾嘅時候呢就覺得啊嗰、那個天台其實雖然嗰棟 building 係有用處，但天台可唔可以善用呢，例如係有一啲嘅綠化園景各樣。咁呢、這個我哋都相信係即係好好嘅一個諗法，所以呢喺過程之中我哋會係同部門去盡量睇下點樣係最快嘅方法可以落實到。咁呢個係兩大特色啦。咁中間呢其他嘅位置呢就望落去雖然好似好寬敞咁樣，其實就因為佢地底嗰度呢比較多一啲嘅 facilities 同埋嗰啲 utility 要做起上嚟呢，就個 loading 各樣係未免有啲限制嘅。咁但係都即係起碼上邊個空間係應該要善用，咁就會同嗰個嘅即係設計師啦，就好似規劃署咁建議啦，會唔會係一啲冇咁重嘅設施可以利用到呢個一個比較大嘅空地呢咁樣。咁同埋呢就係、是、我哋都會見到嗰度嗰個嘅即係海岸線比較直嘅，咁會唔會有啲乜嘢嘅活動可以即係做好佢呢，咁同譬如中環嗰邊會唔會有啲相輔相成嘅效果可以做到出嚟呢，呢啲都係有空間我哋可以係去再研究嘅。咁如果萬一將來真係佢即係有咁樣嘅空間嘅話，無論係水上啊岸上一啲活動呢，咁要有一啲配套嘅設施，係 changing room 啊各樣啊水電煤各樣呢，咁都應該要一併咁樣考慮好去囉。另一個特色呢就係呢度都會有啲 landing step 嘅，咁嗰個 landing step 我哋都希望好似頭先咁講啦，即係會唔會令到市民用嘅時候就更加舒服，啲燈啊凳啊各樣會唔會有機會可以做到呢，咁都可以係再去研究嘅。係，唔該。
係，唔該阿Sir。咁我除咗五個主題區剛才講過其實南北嘅連接好緊要啦，同埋東西嘅連接都係一樣。咁其實有好多幾條街呢其實都係好主要嘅連接位嚟嘅，包括咗呢、這個博覽道東啦，入呢個嘅慶典廣場，然之後呢、這個碼頭廣場，呢、這個道路至路嚇，以至到呢、這個剛才講紅興道嚇、互相嘅灣仔呢、這個舊嘅卸貨區同埋呢個避風塘嘅連接啦，然之後去到呢個東面東岸公園係有兩個主要嘅入口嘅，一個就呢、這個屈臣街啦，一個就係油街嘅屈臣道同油街嘅嚇。咁呢啲全部我都會建議呢係要做相應嘅景觀嘅改善啦嚇。咁呢度都睇到就係話再睇返就有四個主要嘅嘅園景平台或者係特色天橋嘅連接嚇，剛才講過嗰四個啦嚇，就係、是、呢個西嘅園景平台，呢、這個呢、這個碼頭廣場同埋沙中線匯景站嘅連接，同埋呢個行人天橋，由呢個嘅水上活動中心去到波斯富街，同埋維園同埋海濱嘅連接啦。咁呢啲都需要進行第一個呢個嘅園景平台呢，其實已經交咗俾Harvard Fund Commission 考慮啦。咁另外就係、是第二同埋第三都係要進行一個檢討同埋進行檢討嘅。第四呢就係、是要喺之後要做詳細設計同埋可能性研究嘅。 咁我請阿 Watson 再講設施嘅情況啦。
好啊，咁其實最後三張 slide 噶啦，咁都係綜合翻我頭先就係講嗰五個主題區嗰啲嘅落實方案，咁我或者唔阻大家時間，簡單講幾個 point 就算啦。咁第一咧就係、好似初初咁講啦，就係、啲錢咧其實已經喺今年嗰個嘅財政預算案嗰度預留咗噶啦。咁我曾經都講過話，可能要再去立法會嗰度攞錢，咁依個係一貫嘅程序嚟嘅。咁但係即係政府就已經預留咗嗰60億，就係喺政府嗰度預留嘅。咁另外咧就係話嗰個落實嗰個嘅方法嗰度，我哋就會分咗呢個短期同埋係長期嗰個嘅方式啦。咁呢個就係跟翻我哋 incremental approach 嗰個嘅做法，希望可以咧就盡快做好開咗出嚟俾市民先。咁嗰啲長期需要係大規模啲嘅planning 嘅諗法嘅，或者係要啲錢銀係要多啲去攞錢有程序要走嘅，嗰啲可以就係同步地，不過係用時間嚟到去進行嘅。咁跟住呢個就只係咧，就係綜合咗頭先講五個主題區嗰度，究竟嗰個短期同長期嗰個方案，我哋嘅諗法會係點啦？咁我就唔重複啦。咁剩翻最後一張嘅 slide 咧，就係、都講一講，就係比較細緻嗰啲，即係五個主題區裏面有啲咩細位咧咁。咁就我哋都好重視 FMD 嘅，亦都知道大家都覺得係alfresco dining 啊，有啲 outdoor 嘅事情咧，就係、好配合海濱嘅環境嘅。咁呢個絕對係認同嘅。咁所以如果係有機會同空間嘅話，我哋都希望係盡量會可以爭取多少少。咁至於嗰個嘅connectivity 暢達度咧，都係另一樣好重要嘅。無論是南北走向或者是東西走向，我們都會在整個規劃的過程之中預早就想好去的。另外就是去到一些比較細節位，那些水電煤、渠、各樣就都不會忽視的。下一樣就是說、即是都有個想法，是那些 landing step 那裡可不可以就除了是平時上落比較簡單的設計之外，都是有一些多少少的配套設施呢，那我們都會去積極考慮的。咁另外就係嗰啲嘅 bonus 啊，各樣嗰啲 tie up facilities 咧，咁就係盡量睇下有冇啲咩空間，尤其是會係有一啲嘅水上嘅活動或者係設施嘅時候咧，都係會去規劃嘅。咁跟住就係、同唔同嗰啲嘅即係 users 佢哋嗰個諗法同埋佢哋中間嗰個 interface 點咧，我哋都覺得係應該要即係去諗多少少，無論係邊個做嗰個 management party 都好啦，即係因為其實而家咧就SSD 方面其實都好配合㗎啦，咁佢哋都比平時自己即係係做公園嘅時候做多咗好多，咁所以我哋會同佢更做緊密咁樣去討論嘅咁。咁就除咗係呢個嘅即係康文署之外啦，咁就仲有好多唔同嘅工程部門啦，包括呢個 CDD 啊、Highways 啊、Marine 啊，咁不能進入啦，咁我講漏咗就唔好介意啦，咁但係當我嚟揾大家嘅時候，亦都唔好閂我道門啦，唔該大家。
係，咁多謝主席。
好，好多謝 Lawrence 同埋 Rosalyn 一個好長嘅 presentation， 亦都有好多 slide。我哋有一個 overall framework 加五個 percent， 再加呢個 connectivity 同埋 streetscape。咁我相信相關嘅內容係相當多。我亦都相信委員可能唔能夠話喺一個咁短時間之內完全消化曬。咁但係我都希望今日我哋能夠進行一啲有益有建設性嘅討論。咁由於個內容非常多同廣泛呢，咁我或者大家唔介意，我想 impose 一個即係特別嘅 rules， 每一個 round 我希望每一個委員問嘅問題唔好多過四個，因為如果唔係可能有個委員問20個問題，咁後面嗰啲就冇機會問。咁但係我就唔會 restrict 委員問問題嘅次數，咁但係我亦都希望盡量每一個委員都有機會可以問到佢想問嘅問題，咁而規劃處同埋 HO 嘅同事係可以盡量回應到或者回答到大家嘅問題。咁或者想先開始問，有邊個委員係會有問題？我見到阿 Tony 第一個，跟住阿 Raymond， 跟住係見到阿 Anthony， 仲有咧阿 Francis， 哇好多啊！寫下邊個啊 ？Sam 係嘛？我見到係，跟住咧啊 ，Paul 要説輕 ，Paul 係使咗 ，Paul 我可唔可以停喺呢度先啊？已經有6位，阿 Hans 7個 ，OK 仲有邊個
？Alan，OK，Alan，
八個。咁我諗婷婷呢度先，已經有八個委員。咁呢個 Tony 先啦。
係，多謝主席。即係當然咧，我諗頭先就好多謝介紹。第一個問題都係關於時間咧，我哋都希望可以揸緊。咁其中我唔知咧，其中有兩個咧涉及一啲比賽。那個比賽咧，即係2020同2021。即係兩年嗰度，即係我覺得係咪可以即係較為濃縮一啲咧？因為你即係有啲係其實可以進展，就唔可以等到2022、23先攞 detail design 啊，個詳細計劃同埋攞錢。咁呢個第一點。第二點咧，頭先講過嗰、那個連接性咧，即係好重要啦。包括另外一點就是交通，主席就最主要個慶典嗰度咧，我知道嗰啲旅遊巴咧，你就會安排佢停喺地度，但係上落個問題都係好大嘅。嗰、那個位咧，向來而家都係可能好多工程咧，但係向來都係好擠塞嘅嗰、那個位，慶典嗰、那個、那個主題嗰、那個嗰、那個廣場嗰度係即係希望可以咩咧？喺呢方面即係。即係做到啦，因為最主要上落，你叫佢走咗第二度都係有上落問題。第三咧就即係我知道研究緊咧，但我都希望咧，即係維園嗰度咧可以連貫到出到海濱，即係維多利亞公園嚇嗰、那個，我覺得係幾重要嘅。主席，我問過三樣嘢啫，主席，唔該。
好，唔該 ，Tony。跟住落嚟係 Raymond。
多謝主席。我都盡量用曬 quota 去啦，有四條問題。我就特別關注嗰個水質問題嘅，因為而家有唔久行過嗰度咧，都有啲味道嘅。咁呢個可能係以前嘅污染遺留物噶，但係亦都有可能咧，其實可能不停有啲污染物排泄落去嘅。我覺得而家其實可以盡快做咧，有關部門可以嗱污染物其實主要來源兩個啫。即係就喺陸地排落去，有啲非法接駁系統嗰啲咧，應該可以盡早可以揾到出嚟啊，截咗佢最好。合法嗰啲已經截曬。
你講個水質呢個污染或者異味係 exactly 邊個 percent 或者邊個 area 啦 ？O4 成個
避風塘，避風塘，避風塘啊！即係因為避風塘個 enclosed area 啊，嚇個係嗰個水質係問題，而將來會做一個水上活動中心嘅嚇、啊，即係呢啲可以預先做嘅就係截咗嗰啲污染嘅來源。佢已經喺避風塘裏面嘅污染物咧，就將來要處理啦、啊。另一個來源咧，就可能係而家嘅艇上用戶嘅排泄物嚟嘅。咁你亦都可以用啲即係流動嘅收集廢水廢物系統咧，去處理嘅。咁呢啲我覺得應該盡早做，亦都唔使等個別嘅 project 噶啦。我第二個問題咧就係、是、一路都冇提到將來嘅咁多設施咧嗰、那個維修保養嘅分工係點樣？這個我們一度都提過應該有一個專責部門去統籌就比較上效果大一點。第三個問題呢就是那個accessibility 呢現在維園是有條天橋走過去的出去海濱或者Loon Gun，但是呢另外一條隧道咧，喺呢個世貿中心落去，嗰條隧道嗰個業權究竟係邊個？係咪真係可以 open to public use？ 可以方便，其實嗰個仲方便嘅。啊，即係由銅鑼灣最旺嘅地區帶人流出去呢、這個海濱咧，嗰條隧道係非常方便嘅。啊，咁呢度我唔知道業權啦，係仍然係屬於 World Trade Center 嘅業權咧，定係政府業權？我唔知咧，可唔可以充分利用到一條隧道？我第四點就係個分定啦。既然已經有60億撥咗落嚟啦，可唔可以有一個更有效嘅方法去申請撥款呢？因為如果而家根據個別嘅情況，每一個 project 要做好曬 detail design 先申請分定咧，嗰、那個 process 係非常之冗長嘅，就會影響成個整體嘅工程進度啊。即係有冇啲更有效嘅撥款方法咧？如果60億都既然係攞嚟活化海濱㗎啦，啊，不如用一個 block vote 嘅制度去處理啊，可唔可以行咧？希望部門發展局可以考慮呢一點。多謝。
係，唔該 Raymond， 跟住阿 Anthony 啊。
多謝主席，我其實有7條問題，我先嚟4條先啦。OK。 我哋 welcome design competition 啦，但我想提一提咧 ，design competition 咧個 brief 係好緊要嘅。有時寫得唔好咧，其實有啲好多之前啲 competition 咧，好似畫咗得唔好咁樣啦。其實個 design brief 嘅問題就唔係個 competition 嘅問題嚇。咁啊，政府要留意一下，要寫翻好少少。其實應該係有個 business plan 喺後面先至做到好嘅 design competition。如果就咁大家掉啲 idea 出嚟啦，我可以話俾你知咧，應該都係廢廢地㗎啦。OK， 跟住咧就我都 advertise 下啦。Hong Kong IA 咧都係會有個 service 係應該都係免費㗎嘛。可以幫下，可以 consult 下我哋嘅。
呢個算唔算第二點啊？
呢個唔係第二點嚟嘅，一個 add on 嘅咁以前係 Ivan 做嘅呢個 position 嚇。OK， 第二咧 celebration precinct 咧。即係我睇唔清楚究竟畫咗啲咩，究竟係有啲 permanent sitting 啊，定係啲 haphazard 嘅東西就咁擺喺度啊，好似而家咁樣咧，擺幾張凳喺度就做睇 celebration 咧。咁其實可以 consider permanent sitting 嘅，但如果係咁嘅同時咧，我覺得係可以搞其他節目 ，rather than 淨係睇星期嘅，係嘛？即係應該一物多用，多考慮係，如果做咗啲嘢嘅話咧，係益多啲市民用，就唔好淨係俾啲 government official 去睇星期咁樣啦嚇。啊，唔係淨係 government official 嘅，仲有好多 guest 嘅 ，sorry 啊。咁亦都要考慮 amenities 啦，其他嘅 amenities 啦。咁第三就係個 precinct， 咁咧就而家睇到好似有幾間餐廳喺度，我就想即係其實上次都問過，究竟有冇 business plan 咧？究竟擺咗三嚿嘢喺度 ，area 係咪good enough 去 attract 到一啲 business operate 咧？係咪做到生意咧？依樣嘢我覺得要係去 study 嘅，唔係話你畫咗三嚿嘢就有人嚟㗎啦，咁就會好 successful 㗎啦。咁依樣要睇啦。咁另外就算嗰個activity part 即係睇表演嗰面啊，嗰個叫咩？我唔記得咗你個名啦。嗰邊咧都要睇過，究竟有咩 event 咧嚇？即係其實就唔係話我哋設計咗啲嘢，啲 event 就會嚟嘅，要睇咗有咩 event 可以搞嚇，咁樣去相輔相成啦，兩樣都要睇啦嚇。就如果就咁話，我哋有個咁嘅 sitting area， 有個 green lawn， 跟住有啲 sitting， 即係前面有個表演場地，咁就有好嘅表演㗎啦，就會正㗎啦。咁我覺得係應該要 follow 啲去睇睇有咩嘢節目可以真係可以做。
Sorry, Anthony， 你講緊嗰個係 Harbour Performance Area。
Harbour Performance Area。
OK，
係啦。跟住咧就都想 understand 下究竟由 MTR 嗰邊博埋嚟係點樣樣嘅？其實 MTR 點博埋嚟咧，對依一個地方嘅 success 係我諗係攸關重要嘅。但而家蘇花問咗好多次咧，都冇一啲資料究竟 MTR 博過嚟係點樣樣嘅？唔知係 MTR 唔肯同你合作咧，唔知啦。咁另外講埋個 water sports and recreation precinct 啦，咁一樣係個 business plan 我好覺得好緊要嘅，唔係你畫咗一啲sports activities 就係 OK 㗎啦，有 operator 有成㗎嘛，老實講如果真係又留返俾 LCSC 做呢，我覺得即係都會嘥咗個地方嘅，咁所以呢，我覺得都係要諗一點啲 business plan 究竟可以做啲咩嘢，令到係市民有 enjoy 到又可以維持到嘅。咁之前有個 floating 嘅 pool 啦，其實我都幾鍾意嘅，唔知點解今日就變咗 dotted line。咁呢個都可以考慮嘅，我覺得我都支持嗰個 floating pool 嘅。咁有其他嘅 amenities 啦 ,park 嘅 parking capacity， 頭先嗰個 precinct 同呢個 precinct 都 important 嘅。你因為我知上一個consultant 冇 scope 去 study 究竟有冇車位嘅，咁嚟緊要 study 下究竟係咪需要有車位呢，咁冇好多市民帶住細路仔嗰啲，尤其是去呢啲咁嘅地方呢係好撈教嘅，咁parking 都要諗嘅，唔可以 ignore 咗，尤其是而家聽講 TD 就好 hot parking 啦，所以就都應該諗一諗，如果唔係呢就拍到個亂晒坑㗎啦，咁暫時四件事。
好，唔該啊 Anthony。我你都有少少打擦邊球，其實你剛才講係多過四個 point 嘅。咁係，不過你賴住講啦，好聰明地。咁跟住Francis。
主席，我就講有啲人已經前 幾位講咗啦，咁我就想講一個啫，咁就係嗰、那個而家目前咧，其實仲有一條天橋嘅行人橋咧，就喺信和廣場嗰邊行過去海邊嘅，但係嗰條橋咧就好少人用嘅，點解咧？因為去到咁上下咧，佢就而家冇咗啊，佢要落翻地啊。咁就唔知點樣喺個工地嗰度轉轉一夜咧，先去就先至去到另外個海邊嗰度。個海邊咧，佢就喺敦根嘅左邊嘅，即係應該係向西邊嘅。咁其實呢條橋咧，佢有咩好咧？就佢可以直接咧，就你係其實喺銅鑼灣廣場嗰邊嗰個地鐵站一出嚟咧，向前行，向海邊行咧，好快你就可以去到呢條橋，你就可以行過去噶啦。咁就即係對嗰個 MTR 嗰個連接係最方便最直接嘅。咁另外新鴻基嗰度呢都係好重要嘅嗰、那個隧道，但係見到呢新鴻基好似就唔係好鼓勵市民去用，佢直情冇 signage， 冇人知有呢個地方，佢就喺嗰個 basement 2 嗰度嘅，即係第二層。咁就無端端有個車位後面有個窿，咁你夠膽就走過去啦，咁樣就係咁啦。咁所以即係可唔可以同我哋海濱事務委員會可唔可以同新鴻基地產商量下呢？即係大家都係互惠啫，佢都搵多啲人即係行去個場啦，咁樣即係可唔可以多啲宣傳，即係令到呢兩個呢、這個通道可以活化返去啦。因為呢、這個如果呢個通道活化呢，就多好多人可以去到，就唔係靠嗰條公園嗰條即係嗰條咁嘅橋囉。
好，唔該 ，Francis。跟住啊 ，Sam Lock。
係，咁頭先其他委員有啲問過問題，我都唔重複啦。咁我關注嘅其中一個咧係個 contractual， 即係個 implementation 嗰個 mechanism。咁究竟我哋係用最 traditional 嘅 contract 啊，定係講緊 PPP 啊，定係 design build and operate 啊等等嘅唔同嘅方式？咁我擔心即係關心嘅一樣嘢咧，就係話會唔會又係啲價低者得嘅標，咁而最後結果個 design 其實係出唔到個 quality 出嚟咧？咁呢個係即係一條問題嚟嘅。咁第二條問題咧就係講翻個 accessibility 嗰度咧，咁大家都好關注，即係無論可能嚟緊 car park， 可能我 anticipate 會少咗啦。如果人流多咗，人流多個位而 car park 即係都唔係話特別多嘅話，咁可能即係 accessibility 嗰個 issue 咧，會唔會話其實可以 consider 埋water taxi？ 即係而家你有個 ferry， 即係有個北角即係灣仔碼頭嘅，咁但係cover 嘅 area 好長啦，由灣仔到北角咁長，咁會唔會有啲位置係可以做到一啲 flexible 少少嘅一啲由 water 嗰個水面嗰邊嚟可以 connect 到翻去其他地方，包括埋尖沙咀等等嘅地方咁樣，係咁多先喎呢邊。
好，唔該阿 Sam， 跟住 Paul。
We have five precincts and I have five sets of questions, so I'll deal with the first precinct, which is the celebration precinct. The outdoor seating arrangement with the... let me just give all members a background to this. This discussion started in 2015, and the issues that I'm going to discuss and raise have been issues been raised since 2015. So apologies for repeating issues I've repeated here before. But unfortunately, I don't see them necessarily answered. The issue of outdoor seating at the celebration precinct, what has been agreed with the convention center on this is an outstanding issue. The second issue, and I've asked this, to show the use of the area during when there is an event, i.e. when there is crowd control. If we look at the Avenue Stars, we have missed out the opportunity of looking at the design, including crowd control. Crowd control means that the police goes in and put in barriers. So, and where they place the barriers, now the Avenue Stars highly limits the use of the space. And I want to make sure that in this case, it's taken. Now, from I know from the police there are issues with the stairs because we have multiple levels here. So that's the second issue there. I noticed that there is a permanent structure indicated here that's over the water, which according to my recollection does not exist of any other plans. I assume this is a pontoon, and Marine Department can clarify whether this is a registered vessel. And this is not a permanent structure, but it is indicated here like it is a permanent structure, and then the question will come in whether it is PHO, the Protection of the Harbour Ordinance, has been complied with. Otherwise, I suggest that this should not be indicated there's a permanent structure on the water to avoid any further discussion there. And my fourth question here is really, is I see a lot of structures that look like tents. Is this because we can't put any other structures in and we can only use tents, or can you explain that? So that's for this precinct.
Thank you, Paul. The second last, Hans.
Yes, just a few comments and questions. I'm on the board of the Water Sports Council, and as such may have a perceived interest, although it's a not-for-profit umbrella organization of national authorities, and as such it's an honorary position, so there is no conflict. Anyway, as such, obviously we are one of the stakeholders who've also engaged, and I have to compliment the consultant and also the planning department of engaging with the water sports in the way they did. And therefore, a lot of questions that have been asked today have been raised, and I've seen also there have been some comments about concerns, and therefore I just want to highlight in the Wan Chai Basin, there remains a serious issue that has been noted in today's presentation called wave attenuation, and is a very serious issue. And I want to take this opportunity today to reiterate that without a breakwater, which of course is a PHO issue, those pontoons which are illustrated will not survive a typhoon. And I think it's very important, and it demonstrates, while we have a consultant who's done a good job, in the next phase we have to have expert marine consultants looking at things, because this is beyond the remit and beyond the ability of the current consultants to understand the implications. And a temporary wave attenuation that has been drawn up in the diagram brings a lot of problems with itself that we have raised in many meetings. The people involved are aware, but I think it's very important to raise this again at this meeting so that it's very clear when we look back, and if we do have a problem, somebody does not claim that it's not been mentioned. The other thing that I want to reiterate, which I feel is not clear enough in the diagrams, is the flexibility of utility infrastructure and of open space in this water sports precinct. It's very important with the variety of activities that are to be held for the public and for water sports. We need less built-up area and a flexibility on the utility infrastructure. This has also been noted just before, but I think it needs to be emphasized. And looking at the diagrams, there's a lot of built-up area. And for any event, you need to have flexible area where you can set up containers or tents or grandstands or whatever, depending on the variety of type of event. The next point I would like to make is water quality, which has also been raised by Raymond. I although a small amount of the water quality could come from boat dwellers, I think, as far as if I remember correctly, a large amount is actually untreated water, which is going into the southwestern part of the typhoon shelter. And I think it was discussed already before that properly treating this water would also require a structure which would bring with it a PHO issue, if I remember correctly. And I would like to have a comment from the consultant on this. Which brings me to one related issue, which is waste collection, which has been mentioned by the group many times, that any world-class typhoon shelter, marina, whatever, has facilities for waste collection. And we've pointed this out to the consultants, and again, I believe the lack of having a proper marine consultant on board is neglecting the importance of being able to discharge waste from boats and taking on water and so on. and a world-class city of ours, this should be possible. I want to make a comment also to some of the comments made today. In the group, we discuss things such as pool and beach. And why don't we have a pool and beach? Well, it was discussed widely in the group, and it was felt cities which have these mobile pool and city beaches, they don't have proper water. We have so many wonderful beaches in Hong Kong and so much swimming possibilities. I think it's not necessarily going to work for people to go in the harbor on a beach or on a pool. One more point to make is about the car parking. I think we discussed this also at length in the group, and we felt it whilst there was some resistance to car parking in that area, it's not really crucial. And, you know, Hong Kong has one big problem, and that's not the lack of car parks, but it is that we have too much cars. We have a fantastic public transportation system, and I think people need to be encouraged. And therefore, we have also in that group said, let's try to work without the car park, and in worst case, you can always go back to car parks. But those car parks in particular is always used by people who park there, then go to Causeway Bay for work. It's not used by the people who are using the marine facilities. Thank you.
Thank you, Hans. I think we consider your comment as a contribution more than a conflict of interest. Well, last one for this round. Alan, please.
唔该，主席。 我係一個餐飲人嚟嘅，所以我第一樣嘢講咗個gourmet dining area 先啦。我諗即係當然係一個好 interesting 嘅 proposition 咧，但係即係亦都有幾樣嘢真係要考慮下，就係本身有冇 study 過即係嗰一區點樣去即係喺個。 個人流嗰方面係點樣去引到啲人過嚟啦？咁亦都要了解到，即係本身因為本身佢係喺個 park 裏面啦，咁佢同埋其他嘅譬如天橋啊，或者係 ferry 啊，究竟嗰個 connection 究竟係點做嘅咧？因為即係都要了解到咧，即係香港本身呢啲咁嘅 subtropical 嘅天氣咧，一年可能有4-5個月都落緊雨嘅時候咧，from 我哋 experience 咧，其實如果你喺做一啲呢類咁嘅。 嘅餐飲喺一啲即係所謂係 ground level 嘅 freestanding 嘅 structure 咧，其實好多時候嗰個 weather 都好影響到本身個生意。另外都有其他委員都有提過啦，即係本身嗰個成個 planning 喺嗰個。 交通方面嗰個安排係點樣咧？因為即係都見到其實沿住由會展一路去向東嗰邊，一路上去銅鑼灣嗰邊，上東廊其實嗰個交通問題都幾嚴重，同埋都幾難落車。咁究竟嗰方面嗰度係點樣？究竟我哋講緊泊車啊，定係講緊係本身係地底會有一啲 amenities 係可以 drop off 啊，定係點樣安排嘅咧？ 下一點咧就係講到嗰個 water sport recreation precinct， 即係當然我都知道其實係其中一個 focus 可能係擺俾翻啲比較 pro 啲嘅啦，professional 啲嘅 water sports 咁誒 at the same time 亦都係一個好個 opportunity 咧，即係 for the first time 我諗我哋嘅 Victoria Harbour 有得可以有一個機會俾公眾啦，即係 layman 可以使用，亦都係掂到水啦。咁究竟係嗰個設計上有幾 family friendly 或者有幾 kid friendly？ 希望亦都好 pet friendly 啦。最後一點去到講到個 design competition。 我就唔知道嗰個 take away from 個 competition 究竟係純粹係即係政府攞啲 inspiration 咧，定係其實實實在在係會 commission 個 winner 去 implement 佢個設計，因為即係 都。 都係一個好好機會，係可以香港係即係講到 placemaking 咧，咁都希望係可以做到呢一個 effect， 係可以真係係有一個比較可能標誌性嘅設計，係見喺個海邊可以見到咯。唔該，主席。
唔該 ，Alan。好多問題，我諗Lawrence 可能要 with the assistance of Rosalind 要回答嘅。咁但我 as chairman 咧，我想 supplement 少少頭先 member 提嘅問題。其中有一點我都幾 concern 嘅，就係你哋個 urban design study 裏面構思嘅 F&B 嗰個 provision 咧。咁其實頭先都有不同委員提咗，就係背後有冇 study 個 business plan 啦。其實我亦都有留意到你哋喺嗰個灣仔 PSI 嗰度咧，其實你哋list 收咗一啲 maximum GFA 啊 ，maximum building height 啊等等。咁其實呢啲咁嘅 maximum building height、maximum GFA 個 GFA 嘅 definition 係跟你哋 plan D 啊，又係跟 BD 啊，係點樣做，同埋有冇 study 個 feasibility， 就係嗰個 F&B 究竟 eventually 佢個 sitting area 有幾多，佢 serve 到幾多人？佢嘅 back of a house kitchen 等等 loading unloading 係咪 work？咁尤其是我見到你喺個 PSI percent 咧，你係好似審啲嘢落去，審咗三粒嘢落去。咁呢種咁嘅 business 或者 layout 喺現實起完出嚟之後，係咪會係一個成功嘅海邊嘅例子咧？咁因為你啲 image 頭先啊，你個 PowerPoint image show 出嚟嗰啲咧，嗰、那個 made area 其實全部都係啲 building 嚟嘅，就唔係 waterfront 嘅。咁點樣去 make relevant 落去我哋而家呢個 harbourfront 呢個情況呢？咁頭先 Alan 都有提到啦，其實一個好好嘅例子就係天馬政府總部出面海濱嗰個小食亭啊，即係當初嘅設計都係諗住有一啲outlet 或者買到啲飲嘢食嘢，咁但係現實就係而家已經執咗嘅，係冇人去 operate，亦都冇得賣嘅，咁所以即係呢方面都希望相關，即係當我哋諗呢個規劃嗰陣時係要諗得仔細啲，咁或者交翻俾阿 Lawrence 去回應翻啲委員嘅第一 round 嘅問題先。
係，多謝主席。咁我留意到咧，就問好多分咗幾類啦。第一就好多謝委員係俾咗好多意見，俾咗好多資訊啦。咁嗰啲都係可以係實施嘅過程裏面咧，我哋好有用嘅資料啦，就可以參考嘅資料。咁其次咧，有啲技術性啲嘅問題咧，譬如同地鐵啊嘅連接啊等等。咁有水質嘅問題嚇。第三樣咧，比較係一啲嘅即係所謂mechanism 或者實施嘅時候要考慮嘅問題，包括咗competition 啦，即係嗰個設計嘅比賽啊。以至到即係最其中一個即係話呢個去碼頭廣場嘅，尤其是呢個美食廣場嘅設計嗰方面，咁其實咧我哋顧問咧都有研究過個呢一方面嘅問題，咁我提議咧，似乎我理解咧就可能呢三種問題咧，我哋首先即係可能答咗比較大家都好有興趣嗰啲嗰個問題先，就係、是、實施啊。嘅時候嘅考慮，同埋即係嗰個嘅係咪 marketability 個市場嗰個係咪有係咪會歡迎等等。咁我首先我請顧問可以俾多少少資訊嘅呢方面
係。主席我諗喺嗰個in terms of 提首先有啲會員咧都提到咧，就係話係一啲 F&B 嗰啲 facilities 嗰個business plan 嗰方面。咁其實喺我哋個研究咧，一啲 working paper 裏面咧，其實都有初步一個嘅 business assessment 嘅 ，based on 我哋嘅 plans 同埋啲 parameters。咁當然其實係會有空間咧，係要再去 further 去再睇嘅。In terms of 譬如話而家 propose 嘅呢三個waterfront retail facility 咧，其實佢嗰個嘅量係咪能夠真係對於一啲 market 嚟講咧係 viable 啊等等呢啲。咁我諗喺後續嘅研究咧會有空間可以再去睇，就係話in terms of 嗰個 attractiveness 同埋個 viability 可以點樣再去improve 咧。咁但或者我可能係會 address 翻咧，就係頭先會員 raise 咗一啲比較 detail 或者啲 technical 嗰啲嘅 comment 先。 咁有會員提到咧，就係關於嗰個 connectivity 同 traffic 嗰方面啦，特別講緊係一啲上落貨上落客啊，甚至乎上落貨等等。喺其實而家嘅 proposals 裏面咧，其實特別講緊譬如係個 PSI precinct 咧，其實而家嗰個 plan 都沿用咗係沿住我哋 PSI precinct 嗰個 main road 咧，嗰條 road P2 咧有兩個嘅上落客貨位，亦都係可以 facilitate 到咧，係用嚟做一啲上落貨咧去呢啲嘅waterfront retail facilities 嘅。但係 in terms of 我諗係公眾嚟講咧，我諗其實一直個 design 原則咧都係希望就係因為始終本身個 study area 咧都係沿住海濱之餘，其實佢都距離都 within walking 嘅距離咧，都周邊一啲嘅 public transport。咁所以喺我哋嘅 plan 裏邊咧，其實都唔希望太鼓吹咧啲人係會揸車嚟呢個 waterfront。咁亦都希望主要就係話透過一啲嘅connectivity pedestrian connection 啦，特別係 elevated 或者 grade 都好咧，去吸引多啲人嚟咧，係行嚟或者去行嚟呢個 waterfront 嘅嚇。咁但係當然in terms of 有 member 提到咧，就係 parking 嗰方面。咁其實我哋喺我哋嘅 PSI precinct 呢個 water sport recreation precinct 咧，其中有一個叫 Harbour Annex Building 嘅。咁我哋喺佢嘅ground floor 咧，其實咧都study 過，應該都約到都會俾得到一啲嘅 public car park 咧，係去 serve 翻呢個 waterfront。咁但係咧就係、是、個原則，始終都希望就係話希望咧係可以透過 public transport 或者係可以行嚟呢個 waterfront 去 enjoy 嘅。咁有 member 提到就係關於water quality 啦、pollution 同埋 wave attenuation。咁呢啲as member suggest 咧，其實一直我哋都知道呢啲係一啲非常 critical 嘅 issue 咧，係要後續跟住落去再去 follow up 嘅。咁頭先 Bureau 都有提到啦，其實後續跟住咧都會再有機會咧就去carry out 一啲 detail 嘅 assessment 咧，特別就住係 water quality 同埋 wave 嗰方面，以至乎去斷定啦，譬如 in terms of wave attenuation 嘅話咧，邊一啲係真係 more appropriate 嘅 measures 咧，幫我哋去解決嗰個 wave 嘅問題嘅。咁亦都有 member 提到咧，就係嗰個celebration precinct 咧 ，in terms of 一啲 seating 嗰個考慮。咁呢個 noted 嘅，因為喺我哋嘅 design 其實喺個 celebration precinct 咧，都甚至乎其他嘅 precinct 咧，其實我哋都 propose 咗一啲嘅 seatings 咧喺我哋嗰個嘅 street furniture 嗰啲 palette 裏邊。咁但係咧，當然係唔係 permanent 咧？我諗呢啲可以 subject to 跟住落去 detail design， 甚至乎第時一啲 management maintenance 嘅考慮咧，再去斷定。暫時因為喺個 flexibility 上咧。我哋都暫時希望呢一啲係一啲 movable 或者係一啲喐得到一啲嘅 street furnitures 嚟嘅。咁亦都有提到咧，就係話呢個connection to 呢啲 MTR stations， 咁都似係similar to 頭先我講緊 public transport 個 point 啦，因為始終我哋個 plan 都希望咧係盡量係吸引啲人行或者 take 一啲 public transport 嚟。咁其實透過而家我哋 propose 嗰四個 main 嘅 elevated connections 同埋啲 at grade 嘅 existing 嘅 connection 咧，其實喺灣仔、銅鑼灣，甚至乎去到北角呢幾個 precinct 咧，都係好方便，係可以喺地鐵站係行得到我哋個 waterfront 嘅。呢、這個已經喺 design 裏邊咧。係充分考慮咗嘅嚇。咁有 member 提到咧，就係個 crowd event crowd control 嗰方面嘅，特別 celebration precinct。咁呢個都noted 嘅，因為喺我哋嘅構思咧，如果要 cater 得到第時一啲呢啲嘅 special events 嘅時候咧 ，crowd control 呢個 aspect 會係非常緊要。咁我諗呢個有機會係留待日後咧會take forward 一啲 detail arrangement 嘅時候咧，會同police 嗰方面再夾有啲乜嘢嘅 crowd control measures 係可以考慮啦嚇。咁亦都有提到就係話我哋 propose 嘅一啲 structures 啦，係特別係 celebration precinct 嗰度，其實一啲 tents 嘅 structure。咁again 個原則都係嘅，因為我哋而家 propose 嘅一啲嘅 tent facilities 啊，或者一啲 canopies 咧，其實都係當然係indicative 嘅 ，in terms of 嘅 design 上個 point 都係希望就係話咧，暫時盡量 avoid 一啲 permanent structure 喺我哋呢個 waterfront， 以至乎影響到in terms of 一啲 use 嘅 flexibility 啊，或者個 design flexibility。咁但係當然 again 呢啲比較細緻嘅 design 嘅 detail。是可以在後續的 detail design 一些 requirement 再反映回怎樣去 strike 一個 balance between 一些 essential 的 permanent facilities， 特別剛才有 member 提到可能是一些 utility infrastructure 的方面，而另一些呢其實可能只不過是 for 一些特別的 events 或者 functions 呢，其實可以是一些 temporary structure 的形式呢都已經足夠了。 咁亦都有 member 提到咧，就係嗰個waste collection 嗰方面。咁呢個其實喺當其時其實亦都aware 嘅，即係特別講緊係個 typhoon shelter precinct。如果講到係一啲floating restaurant 啊等等嘅情況之下，其實佢哋嘅垃圾啊或者污水嘅處理係點咧？咁其實喺之前都有raise 過，亦都有答過嘅啲 members。其實係 in terms of 嗰、那個首先 waste 嗰方面先啦。其實 understand 應該現時咧相應部門其實都有一啲 contractor 咧就幫而家呢一啲嘅船家收垃圾嘅。咁其實喺我哋嘅 study 咧，因為始終都係 conceptual stage 啦。咁呢個 issue 我哋都 noted， 亦都暫時係希望沿用翻現時嗰個嘅 arrangement 咧，幫佢哋去處理一啲垃圾啊或者污水咁樣嘅問題嘅。咁亦都有member 提到咧，就係 in terms of 嗰、那個Gourmet Dining Square， 就係 in terms of 佢嘅人流啦，同埋 connectivity。咁呢個 again 亦都其實講緊就係喺我哋嘅 connectivity plan 裏面咧，其實都有考慮到就係話 in terms of 一啲connection 點樣能夠盡量方便啲人去得到啦，同埋用得到呢啲嘅 facilities 嘅。咁亦都有提及到就係嗰個 pontoon 係嗰個 celebration precinct 嗰度。咁呢個其實understand 應該係 from the start of 你個 study 咧，其實喺 celebration precinct 側邊咧，而家嗰個碼頭咧，其實都已經係對喺 that time 已經係 exist 㗎啦。咁所以我哋個 study 一直都係 take it as 一個 given 嘅 condition 咧去處理，就唔係呢個 study 裏面 propose 嘅。咁in terms of 係咪有 PHO implication， 我諗都有待翻相應部門再 clarify 啦。咁但係喺我哋嘅 study 嚟講咧，其實我哋只不過就係嘗試propose 翻一啲 beautification to 呢個 pier， 就係其實唔係一個我哋 propose 出嚟嘅嘢嚟嘅。咁咁我諗剩返但都有 member 提到啦，就係、是、個 water precinct 嗰方面啦，會唔會係比較係 gear towards family 或者 pet friendly 嘅 design， 咁呢個 noted 嘅，特別係講緊我哋個 PSI precinct 同埋 in general 嘅 along the waterfront， 其實都希望一直呢就係話係一個比較 mix 或者一個 flexible 嘅 space 啦，可以 cater 到唔同嘅人。In terms of pet 嘅話呢，其實呢個 issue 之前喺 public engagement 呢都傾過，咁因為都唔同嘅持份者都有唔同嘅意見啦。咁喺而家我哋就住 pet facilities 嗰方面，其實喺 PSI precinct 我哋都已經 plan 咗一個額外嘅一個pet playground， 就喺呢個 PSI precinct。咁就希望可以將嗰個 design 咧，其實都可以融入翻 include 翻一啲寵物嘅用家嘅。咁我諗暫時我係clarify 到呢度先。
主席，咁我再補充一句咧，就剛才講話，即係我哋呢、這個法定規劃大綱圖咧 ，outline zoning plan 咧係冇錯嘅，佢係有一個 building height 嘅 control， 咁同埋個即係樓面面積嘅控制啦。咁但係咧都係好似好大部分嘅呢、這個法定規劃一樣，佢係有呢個 minor relaxation clause， 就係話有個稍微放寬嘅可能性嘅，就透過呢個規劃申請咧，當然要有一個嘅充分嘅即係規劃嘅考慮啦，亦都係有原因啦嚇，咁嘅時候咧可以進行一個嘅適度嘅稍微放寬佢嘅樓面面積以至高度嘅，咁正如剛才顧問所講啦，其實亦都係做過一個嘅 financial 嘅 viability 嘅 assessment 啦，個財政嘅評估咧，其實係可以即係一啲嘅大啲嘅面積可能係會好啲嘅。咁當然都係我哋喺個公眾嘅意見嘅公眾諮詢嘅時候，亦都有不同嘅意見。正如今一次委員咁講，其實呢個嘅設計點樣可以連通一啲嗱，連通埋碼頭廣場啊等等，同埋呢個會展站嘅即係連接駁啊，點樣可以或者相應稍微嘅規模稍微放大一啲，咁能夠整體嘅設計係即係能夠更加吸引到人嚟做去呢個嘅美食廣場咁樣。咁我接住落嚟咧，我想請阿 Watson 補充一個嘅我哋嘅實施時候嘅種種嘅考慮啦，尤其是即係睇到委員就都好關心嘅 design competition 啊，未來嘅點樣去具體嘅長遠點保養啊等等嘅問題，多謝 Watson。
好啊，或者我補充幾點先啦，都聽到呢就係、大家對於個水質嗰度都有啲擔心嘅，咁其實除咗頭先講就話我哋已經呢就、都冇等㗎啦，就、自己、接觸過呢個嘅環保處啦，亦都同唔同嘅部門啦 ,MD 佢哋傾過之外呢，其實呢就呢個嘅、環保處佢哋呢就喺16年嘅時候已經開始呢做緊一個呢維港兩岸水質嘅、可能即係嗰啲嘅研究，就睇下嗰啲水質有冇啲咩問題。最重要嘅呢佢就係想睇下有冇得一啲咩嘅方法可以令到嗰啲水質有所改善，而呢個研究嘅涵蓋範圍呢係會包到我哋今次呢個 report 裏面講嘅、地方嘅。咁、我哋呢就已經邀請咗、環保署㗎啦，咁希望呢可以喺、下一次 HC 嘅會嘅時候呢佢哋可以嚟同大家介紹佢哋嘅 findings 同埋個建議，睇下點樣可以改善維港兩岸相對即係有關係嘅水質，咁係包括埋今次嗰幾個 precinct 嘅。咁呢個係關於水質嗰度啦。咁另外啦，就係話對於呢個 PSI precinct 嗰度呢，如果即係譬如我哋想做多少少係有啲 vibrant 啲嘅，有一啲嘅 F&B， 有啲嘅商業元素嗰度，咁大家都可能會關心哦，究竟係咪真係可行嘅呢，佢係咪會係即係 financially viable 或者係 attractive 嘅。咁正如頭先規劃署嘅同事都講過啦，喺佢哋做呢個嘅研究嘅時候呢，其實顧問呢係有睇過相關嘅數據嘅。咁佢哋都望過其實而家香港一啲附近就係、是、相類似嘅商場，佢哋嗰個嘅 GFA 嘅情況會係點呢？咁可以俾啲數字大家參考啦。英軍嗰度呢，佢哋而家知道大約嗰個嘅 GFA 呢就係、是5000嘅。新鴻基中心呢都係大約係5000，咁咪去到呢個 city 嗰度呢就先至去到7000嘅。咁呢啲數字呢就同我哋而家 propose 俾呢個 PSI precinct 嗰度嘅 F&B 啊各樣呢係相類似嘅。咁希望可以即係大家係即係多少少嘅掌握啦。咁跟住呢就係去到有委員問過 water taxi 嗰度啦。咁其實 water taxi 呢就而家都係即係過程就進行中啦。咁就希望喺維港嘅其他位置嗰度都可以做到。其實佢需要嘅就係有啲嘅上岸嘅 facilities 啊 ，landing step。咁第一期如果完成咗之後係有咁樣嘅需要同可能性咧，我哋絕對可以同相關嘅部門反映，因為我哋呢度都有好多 landing step， 咁有需要咧，睇下佢哋覺得適唔適合咁嚟延續過嚟嘅。咁至於就係話哦，喺呢個嘅慶典主題區嗰度呢點樣去分配，究竟佢哋平時同埋係有活動嘅時候佢唔同嘅人流管制呀、各樣呀，咁呢啲我哋都係會喺落實嘅過程之中呢就參考適合嘅project， 例如係AOS 佢初初冇諗到，咁後尾就用咗啲嘅配套設施同返相關嘅持份者亦都去做，咁我哋會睇到佢嘅經驗，希望我哋今次就唔好咁遲先開始，可以盡早有啲嘅即係諗法嘅。咁celebration 嗰度都有個 pontoon 啦，咁好似頭先規劃署咁講啦，即係佢係喺今次嗰個 plan 嗰度就係有 show 到出嚟嘅，咁佢嗰個嘅 nature 啊各樣啊同PHO 嗰個嘅關係係點，可唔可以繼續係即係留喺度呢，咁我相信嗰度我哋需要係同返相關嘅專業部門去研究，咁而家一下子就唔想闖住咁答咗大家啦。咁 competition 嗰個係另外一個大家比較關心嘅地方啦。我哋今次呢就唔會淨係想話係攞到一啲比較即係願景嘅建議返嚟嘅。希望呢就係點解頭先我都係強調係想同一啲專業人士佢哋去即係合作，係因為呢係真係希望可以攞到一啲可以落實嘅諗法返嚟，咁就成為咗我哋去推動嗰個相關地方設計嘅基礎，咁就係同呢個專業人士或者佢嘅團隊呢一齊呢就去推嗰啲嘅方法。咁 MMM 方面啦，咁其實就頭先都講咗係成個過程之中五個主題區呢，我哋 HO 呢就會負責去協調唔同嘅部門嘅。咁就有需要嘅話，可能係譬如 PSI 嗰度呢就要搵一啲嘅即係私人嘅公司呀或者係 partner 返嚟啦。Water Sports 嗰度可能要同一啲有呢個經驗或者係專業知識去營運水上活動嘅機構去聯繫。咁成個過程之中呢就會係由我哋去協調嘅。咁攞錢嗰度啦，話會唔會可以係快少少咧？咁如果係簡單而言咧，其實即係政府攞錢嘅話咧，就嗰、那個流程可以分係政府內部啦，同埋去立法會嗰度攞嘅。咁而家我哋預留嗰個嘅60億咧，其實已經係打通咗政府內部嗰、那個即係關卡，就係話係哦，政府都好認同呢個海濱工作嘅重要性，就預留咗呢、這個即係款項出嚟。咁但係至於話去立法會嗰度咧，咁我哋都係一啲必須要嘅程序，我哋要繼續去走嘅。咁我哋會盡快加快啦，咁样。 咁就 connectivity 嗰度就頭先都講過好多啦，尤其是係譬如泊車嗰度咁，其實泊車嗰度咧就都唔需要太擔心嘅，尤其是係聽到 celebration precinct 嗰度就會問我 coach parking 嗰個情況會係點啊咁。咁其實喺呢個灣仔發展第二期底下嗰度已經係應承咗喺將來咧，即係佢完成工程之前咧，會有呢個嘅即係32個嘅coach parking 嘅車位係會交翻出嚟嘅，24個咧就會係喺呢個嘅博覽道即係呢個會展西邊嗰度嚟就會還翻啦。另外8個咧就會喺呢個嘅運城街嗰度嘅。咁至於呢排咧，其實咧呢個灣仔發展第二期咧，佢都會係做4個嘅。咁但係即係成個過程之中，咁大家都知道啦，其實呢個運輸署佢哋都係好積極咁睇曬成個區域究竟係有啲咩需要。咁呢個只係而家嗰個基本盤嚟嘅。有冇啲乜嘢需要去調整嘅話咧，喺落實每一個主題區，我哋會翻嚟再同大家傾。咁到時係有多啲嘅資料，會更加容易去傾咯。唔該，主席。
唔該 ，Lawrence 同埋阿 Rosalyn。頭先第一 round 八位委員係嘛？九個，八個委員，其實總共提咗多過28個 item 或者係 question 嘅。咁但係就回應咧，佢哋就基本上將佢歸咗類啦。咁所以咧，即係作為主席，我咧都即係已經 lost 咗 control， 我唔知道嘅係咪答曬各位所有28個問題。咁如果邊位委員覺得佢啲問題未答到你嘅要求咧，你一陣可以即係舉手示意啦。咁你好好想即係再聽翻相關部門嘅回應嘅話，咁但係咧就喺再俾大家舉手提問之前咧，我就想講講就係因為原來個 agenda 咧就呢個 item。是4:10呢就討論完畢，咁呢就我覺得係唔現實的，咁呢就但係佢悲上4:10討論完呢就我哋5:00散會，咁所以呢就我有一個建議，就係我盡可能我哋將佢 extend 一個鐘頭啦，即係去到5:10之前完，咁我哋 target 就係6:00之前散會啦。咁但係如果覺得大家委員覺得好多嘢想講提出嚟，咁我都唔會阻止大家嘅，咁不過就即係想提一提，我哋都需要考慮個散會時間。咁其實我而家都喺度考慮緊，如果即係大家有太多嘅疑問或者太多嘅關注點想即係提出嘅，咁我哋會係用一啲咩機制去回應翻各位委員相關嘅問題。咁或者我想先睇睇頭先第一 round 問嘅各位委員所有問題，你有冇覺得project proponent？即係 Plan D 或者係 Wasser 連答到你哋啦，或者你哋有啲點你哋覺得仍然係，我見到 Alan 已經舉咗手啦。咁阿 Paul， do you have any？ Yes， Paul and Anthony。OK， 咁啊 Alan 先啦。
主要關心嗰個 design competition 嗰度。究竟其實我唔知，因為我唔知道究竟嗰個性質係類似譬如係西九龍嗰隻 design competition 咧，係真係贏咗嗰、那個就係、是、起嗰嚿嘢，定係其實係純粹係攞 idea， 定係其實係點嘅咧？係想行邊個路線嘅咧？
我或者嘗試 supplement 下 Alan 嗰個講法啦，即係喺專業啲嘅角度講咧，就其實佢個問題係問緊你個 design competition 係一個 project competition or is an idea competition？ Paul。
Stepping back on my celebration precinct, so I hope the crowd control message the police is giving us a presentation with very clear guidelines. I hope that we can include it in the design brief rather than wait for the designs and then ask the police. I think you have to turn it around and we have the brief. And there's also feedback from us on Avenue Star, so that can be helpful. On the pontoon, the Marine Department can clarify whether this is a licensed vessel. And not a permanent or a stationary vessel or a permanent structure. If I move on, I'm glad that Rosalind answered the issue about the deck. I think the top of the pier and the mezzanine of the station, exhibition station, should be connected as one hall, so one can, doesn't have to go back to the ground to go back up to the roof of the pier. I think that makes it much more interesting, and it's, I hope that assessment can be completed, because we've asked for it before. What are the quality assessment, Chair? I've looked at the papers. The surveys have been done in 2016, 2017, so they should be readily at hand, so maybe they can be provided after this meeting. The EPD water quality assessments, the surveys has been done. The water quality should be in our hands. We should be able to know what's going on. And the interceptor, the dry weather flow interceptor, again, it's an item that has been was originally in the design. And again, EPD is looking at it, but I think we can move on and can be fast on that. The wave action, I support everything that Hans had just earlier said. It needs to be a fixed wave attenuator. And I know that it's been avoided by government, but I don't think, and you're a sailor yourself, Lawrence. So as Lawrence, you know, I mean, how are you going to put in a floating breakwater and then who manages it? It doesn't make any sense. Lawrence, you should understand that as an active member of the sailing community. So the other thing is, just I'd like to understand that water, sewage, and electricity will be provided throughout all these areas in a way that it allows flexible use so that people can tie up, whether it's boats or things on the land, can be done easily. At the water sports precincts, I'm concerned about the noise and air quality screen. We've got a major road at the entry into the harbour tunnel. And will there be a, are we going to spec out? We're going to have some noise and air quality screening. To keep that separate there from the older traffic that is there. So at the typhoon shelter, the floating temple, what are we going to do with the Whitfield Road rest garden? Is that an opportunity space to move things around so we can have the connectivity done sooner? That road rest garden is pretty useless. And I think we can make much better use of the area if we consider a flexible space. I don't think LCSD would mind, but maybe LCSD can give a comment that they don't mind anybody else taking over the area or reorganizing the area there. Chairman, I'm a bit concerned about suggestion that there will be activities promoted on top of the breakwater in front of the yacht club, that small breakwater that sticks out in the water. This reminds me of the Central Pier number 7, where we create public space on the balcony outside a private restaurant. And we then have this massive conflict between the restaurant and the public space users. Again, you do the same thing here. You put a public space in front of a building where you have membership users. It seems to me that you set yourself up for a war that is unnecessary, because the access to that breakwater all the way goes through the land that's been leased to the yacht club. So to me, however nice, and I walk on that sometimes, I mean, however nice the idea is to put something on top of that, to invite conflict is to me something that we should avoid. So a suggestion there. And my question to the team on the East Coast Park precinct would be, what marine activities are we planning for? I know we got a breakwater, we got two landing steps. It seems to be an ideal area for dragon boat races or otherwise for any active users. And if so, if that's what we do, then what do we put on the land in terms of changing rooms, shower facilities, and so on, so people can get on and off the boat and use something that is useful? In any way, I think people will enjoy having an ability to use a shower in an active park where we have skateboarding and so on anyway. So if we could look at that detail, those are my comments, Chair.
Thank you, Paul. Anthony, 因為剛才本來我就願意就是大家跟進第一 round 的問題，不過 Paul 已經開始了問即係超越個問題，我知道你有七個問題，咁你仲有三個，不如你問埋啦。
問埋咁啱啦，好啦。OK， 我想回應一下個 Water Sports Recreation Precinct 嘅，我想講一講咧，依個位咧係俾大眾市民嘅，唔係淨係俾sports water sports 用嘅，咁、所以個沙灘咧同埋個浮嘅泳池咧，我覺得都要係由市民去決定有冇嘅，就唔好查咗佢 ，because 要留俾 water sports 用嚇。依個係我一個回應嚟嘅，就唔係回應政府嘅嚇。咁咧第二咧講返個 Typhoon Shelter 嘅 precinct 咁、一樣啦，我唔知道有幾個諗住有幾多 catering vessel 你去 accommodate 有冇 business plan， 係咪？呢個其實仲重要過嗰面嗰、那個，因為呢個浮動嘅restaurant。頭先講話而家模式咧個 kitchen 咧。是喺地上高嘅，咁其實個位呢，其實大家知道個冇位嘅，咁究竟點可以做到呢樣嘢呢？所以係其實我好想有呢啲咁嘅 catering boat 嘅，即係咁，但係呢我可能就唔係喺地上高煮食嘅，因為應該係唔夠位嘅，你研究啦，咁個 sewage treatment 點呀， toilet 點樣樣呀，諸如此類去研，呢啲都係要提前研究嘅。咁我覺得可能係真係要 invite 一啲 business plan， 可能個設計唔係淨係由一啲consultant 去定嘅，真係要invite 一啲 business 去俾一啲意見嘅，好似 Alan 呢啲咁嘅公司啊，俾一啲意見。咁呢就跟住呢East Coast Park Precinct 呢，我嘅之前都有提議過嘅，就係話其實呢個位咧係多啲community 嘅用途啦。咁 community 用途我提議咧，上次提議都係話應該有啲indoor 嘅 facility 去相輔相成嘅，譬如一啲 community hall 啊，或者係一啲 classroom 啊。如果譬如你去學一啲嘢嘅話，嗰度係一啲 sports 嘅東西，你諗過嘅曾經嚇，咁可能有啲 indoor 嘅東西互相去配合咧，我覺得係需要嘅。除咗一啲洗手間住處理嘅東西之外咧，咁另外food and beverage 啦，咁其實一樣嘢都要一次過諗嘅，就唔我覺得好多我哋 promenade 嘅東西就係好單一、好單純做一個 function 嗰陣時候咧，就變咗好即係唔係好利用咗個地方啦。咁其實呢個地方我覺得可以做多啲，諗多啲東西 ，even 喺個 wedding chapel 啊，咁喺個位置都幾好嘅，我覺得。咁當然我都好贊成啊 Paul 講頭先話有 landing strip 嗰度應該都要利用嘅。最後一個意見，general 意見嚟嘅 ，for 所有嘅 harbourfront 嘅project， 我覺得咧都應該要 set 一個 sustainable design guideline 嘅，一個 stringent 啲嘅 sustainable design guideline。好簡單嘅 example 啫，呢個當然唔係我去做啦，咁但係大家要考慮一樣嘢，好簡單 example， 膠水樽其實就唔可以喺我哋依度嘅 restaurant 去用噶啦，一定要禁嘅，因為依度係我哋海邊啲人一揈落去就掉咗啲膠水樽。咁依啲咁嘅 sustainable design guideline 咧，其實要諗一諗嘅。咁仲有其他嘅，當然對建築嘅 sustainable design guideline 都要啦，除咗政府嗰個之外，咁其實 Vincent 應該去之前都請過環保局嚟講一次嘅，咁其實佢啲意見好好嘅，我覺得應該繼續嗰件事去再研究一下，有咩地方要再繼續落去。擺返落去，我哋強化佢堅持喺呢啲咁嘅海邊嘅東西，要做一個比較更加環保嘅設施嘅。
好，唔該 Anthony。 喺Project Proponent 回應之前，我想 open 返俾所有 member， 有冇邊啲未發言嘅 member 係有問題或者有 concern 想 raise up。 係，我見到Desmond 係嘛？有冇其他？如果冇嘅，我暫時喺呢度畫畫先啊。Desmond 問埋之後，我請 Plan D 同埋或者 Harbour Office 回應啦。Desmond
係你好，唔該。我主要係關心翻將來個營運嘅模式嗰方面嘅。頭先阿 Wilson 提過咧，就個別嘅 attraction 咧，可能係會同一啲團體去安排點樣合作嘅形式啦。咁我想問一問有冇考慮到其實將來係用咩嘅方式去營運呢？即係嗰啲團體係會以一個商業模式自負盈虧嘅方式啊，定係只係一個政府嘅 contractor， 政府會包底呢？咁同埋係會用乜嘢方式去做一個 package 嘅將來嘅營運，即係每一個主題區都有一個特定嘅營運商啊，定係會逐個 attraction 去睇啊，定係聯合埋一齊係一個營運商呢？咁呢方面政府有冇開始去研究或者考慮呢？咁係啦，主要係呢一樣。
好，唔該Desmond， 或者我交返俾 Lawrence 回應啦。咁如果係有邊部分係需要Rosalyn support 嘅，就你兩個自己 liaise。
好。多謝主席，好多謝委員呢嘅提問同埋好多即係寶貴嘅意見啦。其實呢啲意見呢，其實都喺未來我哋具體嘅實施同埋設計裏面呢，都係要詳細考慮嘅，包括咗剛才講即係群眾嘅管理啦，一啲大型嘅節慶活動嘅時候， 咁此外呢就有幾個技術性啲問題呢，我嘅顧問呢都會可以介紹多啲。唔該啊 Kenny。
係主席，剛才有 member 提到呢就係、是、關於呢、這個sorry 啊等等。係求呢個pontoon 呢個我諗留待返就係 Marine Department 嗰邊再 clarify 啦。咁亦都有提到就係話呢個 deck connecting 去呢、這個碼頭嘅。咁呢個其實呢因為喺因為 Nookdo 之前 member 有提及過呢呢、這個 suggestion 嘅。咁喺我哋 design 上呢其實喺而家呢個proposal 呢其實就係由呢、這個會展站上面呢個 development 呢之後呢我哋就會接返一個 at grade 嘅 sheltered 嘅 connection 呢係去返呢個 water 呢個碼頭。咁但當然個 possibility 係咪可以都係 through extend 一個 landscape deck 去駁去呢個灣仔碼頭呢，呢、這個我諗可以喺後續detail design 嘅階段嘅時候留待 as 一個 requirement 再去investigate 啦。咁亦都有 member 提到呢就係、是、呢、這個noise screening 嗰方面嘅，就係、是、特別係講緊近住 water recreation precinct。咁喺我哋其實嘅proposal 裏面呢其實就即係都有 indicate 過呢有一個 possibility 呢就係而家近住呢、這個隧道入口，即係而家一啲嘅advertisement board 有啲廣告板嗰個位置咧，其實有可以咧係留將佢哋如果 relocate 嘅話咧，就係、是、變成一啲嘅 noise 嘅一啲 measure， 可能係一啲 noise absorbing 嘅牆啊，或者一啲板啊等等，甚至乎未必係一啲咁硬件嘅，可能係一啲其他嘅一啲 screening 咧，盡量將佢而家入去進出隧道嘅交通同我哋嘅 water recreation precinct 做翻一個分隔。咁、啊、呢個其實喺個 design 上我哋都有多一個咁樣嘅 possibility， 咁可能喺 detail design 可以再決定呢以一個咩形式呢去處理啦。亦都有 member 提到就係呢、這個Woodfield Road 嗰個嘅公園，咁呢個我諗亦都係一個 possibility， 我哋都同意嘅。其實 in terms of 整體同嗰個 waterfront 嘅 design 呢，會唔會日後喺 detail design 其實都可以再 explore， 可以點樣去再去 reorganize 或者去 enhance 呢個嘅公園呢 with 嗰個promenade 嘅 design。咁有 member 提到呢就係、是、呢、這個East Coast Park 嘅嗰個 Marine Activities。咁喺而家嗰個設計嗰方面呢，其實呢 East Coast Park 都有兩個嘅 landing step 呢，我哋係include 咗嘅 from 之前嘅 STLPP 嘅 design。咁我諗當然 in terms of 點樣去用呢個 water space for 啲乜嘢 type 嘅 activities 呢，呢、這個可以當然係跟住 detail design 呢再去explore， 特別就係話譬如如果係一啲嘅龍舟比賽呀，或者係其他嘅比賽，佢需要一啲咩相應嘅設施呢，我諗喺個 East Coast Park 嘅 design 喺 detail design 階段呢係可以再 review 嘅。咁有 member 提到就係 in terms of 嗰、那個water sports 嗰方面個 water sport precinct 係應該係 for public， 咁呢、這個share 嘅 same view 嘅，喺我哋個 design 呢其實亦都係盡量希望係一個 public 嘅 water sport centre， 不過其實佢亦都可以係 open for 一啲特別嘅一啲嘅 events 或一啲嘅water sport association 啊等等，咁亦都可以有呢個 facility 呢，我哋亦都plan 咗一啲嘅 landside facility 呢，盡量去 support 可以有呢個彈性嘅。floating restaurant 嗰個 business plan 嗰方面呢，喺我哋呢個研究裏面呢就冇去到太 detail 去 assess 嘅，咁只不過係 conceptually 上呢就覺得係呢個 Typhoon Shelter Precinct 呢其實有一個 opportunity 可以去 induce 返一個floating restaurant 嘅概念。咁喺之前嘅階段呢其實都知道呢其實係跟住落去會需要真係再去 engage 再去 consult 呢啲個 operator， 了解多少少佢哋站在operation 上嘅要求啦，點樣可以解決到呢啲嘅問題，特別再 even 係啲 licensing 啊，甚至乎佢哋一啲 sewage 啊等等呢啲嘅安排嘅。咁亦都有 member 提到就係個 East Coast Park 嗰度其實係咪可以 enjoy 一啲 indoor programs 呢，咁我諗呢個其實頭先都有嘗試 raise 過呢，就喺我哋個設計其實都盡量希望係 avoid 一啲 permanent structure 呢，令到佢嗰個整體個 design 呢係有佢嘅彈性啦。咁喺我哋而家嗰個 plan 裏面 for East Coast Park 呢，其實我哋都 propose 咗一啲 kiosk 嘅，都係一啲比較細嘅 movable 一啲嘅設施呢，可以 serve 到一啲相應譬如一啲簡單嘅 snacks 或者係一啲呢啲咁樣嘅 needs，甚至乎可能係一啲其他嘅類型嘅設計，呢啲我諗可以喺 detail design 呢可以再去further develop 嘅。咁頭先有 member 提到呢就係、是、關於嗰、那個operation 嘅模式呢，咁我諗可能都交流返相關部門再講講嘅。唔該。
咁我補充一樣就係話，我哋剛才講原備式嘅平台呢喺呢個防波堤呢，其實係指呢條長嘅防波堤。即係剛才阿波好關心嘅呢一條短嘅防波堤呢，其實我哋冇建議喺度做呢、這個原備式嘅平台嘅。 因為呢個隔離就係即係約級嘅範圍啦。因為經過約級咧，先呢個皇香港皇家遊艇會咧，先可以去到呢條細嘅防波堤嘅。咁就關營運模式同埋呢個設計比賽方面咧，我都再請阿 Wasserman 俾可以俾多啲資料嚇。
係好，我就四點補充嘅，就首先就係Alan 啊，有啲委員都關心嗰個 competition 嗰度咧，即係如果贏咗比賽嗰個設計，究竟我哋就聽完就算啦，定係會點嘅？其實係我哋非常非常之想咧，就係嗰個嘅設計咧可以係即係落實到嘅，而喺落實嘅過程之中咧，我哋都會係去 engage 翻嗰個即係得獎嘅人士啦，咁睇下佢可唔可以幫手去 monitor 成個嘅過程嘅，咁跟住咧就Paul 咧就比較即係關心話，哦，究竟個 celebration precinct 嗰度咧嗰啲嘅 crowd control 啊，喺 normal 同埋 event days 嘅時候咧，就有即係會唔會唔同嘅即係處理方法啊？咁會唔會太遲先至如夢初醒去處理呢件事啊？咁尤其是即係AOS 咁上次就已經咁樣做過啦，咁我哋係咪又係要重複呢個情況咧？咁絕對就係有個 lessons learned 嘅，咁我哋會喺嗰個 brief 嗰度啦，就希望可以做少少就係攞到 AOS 嗰個經驗，咁就喺嗰個celebration 嘅design 嘅過程之中，已經係去諗埋呢啲嘅方法㗎啦。咁跟住 Anthony 咧就都係啦，咁都照講啦。佢就問過話個 community hall 嗰度會唔會喺 PSI precinct 嗰度就係都諗啲 community hall 啊 classroom 嘅嘢咧。其實喺好近嗰、那個嗰、那個precinct 嗰度咧，唔係 East Coast Park 好近嗰度咧，就已經後邊係有一個嘅 community hall， 就係喺呢個福蔭道嗰度。大家如果係收到本書嘅時候，其實會睇到噶啦。咁所以喺嗰、那個附近已經有呢啲咁嘅 facility 係 take into account 咗噶啦。咁最後一個問題咧，就係阿 Desmond 問我、究竟嗰個營運個方式啊，各樣會係點啦？咁我諗而家嗰個諗法就係唔會五個 precinct 啦，我哋都係交翻俾單一嘅營運商。一個嘅 party 去營運曬嘅，咁每個個 precinct 咧就要睇翻佢自己嗰個狀況啦，睇下係即係會政府啊，定係話係有部分拎出嚟啊，咁拎出嚟嘅時候會係咩 parties 咧？會係私人啦，會係一啲 NGO 啦，會係一啲嘅團體咧，咁就各適其適嘅，咁所以要睇翻每個情況而定咯。
好，唔該 ，Rosalind 啊 ，Lawrence 就嗱，我覺得呢個項目都比較複雜，同埋涵蓋面非常之大。咁亦都呢個 Urban Design Study 都做咗一段相當頗長嘅時間。咁今日 plan 啲阿 Lawrence 嚟介紹翻，即係作一個總結啦。咁我相信委員可能喺今日有限嘅時間，想提出嚟嘅嘢咧都未必能夠提曬。咁翻去睇完本 report， 如果大家任何委員再有任何 comment 嘅咧，咁我諗Wasserman 都會歡迎佢哋 through email 寫返俾 HO CC 俾我。咁由於呢個 report 對 Hong Kong Island Task Force 嚟講都係未來嘅一個相當重要嘅工作嘅一部分。咁所以呢，我會請Wasserman make sure 就係喺嗰五個 percent 嘅 design detail design 開展嘅時候，或者你係開始做個 formulation of 個 briefing 嗰陣時咧，都請你上翻嚟呢個 committee 同我哋嘅委員溝通。咁大家有咩要求或者有咩睇法，可以喺早期 set 個 briefing 嗰陣時可以提出我哋嘅意見。咁同樣就係跟住到個 final design， 即係有個定案咧，亦都再請佢翻上嚟，就即係解釋翻俾委員聽。咁呢個建議嘅做法，睇委員有冇特別嘅意見。好，咁如果冇，非常好，而家係15分，過咗5分鐘，咁我哋可以繼續 move on 下一個議題。